following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanksgiving's coming on, and with it, the start of the 2024-25 basketball season. Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, and the black, purple, and gold teams each have a handful of games under their belts and are forming their identities as they prepare for district play when the calendar hits the new year. Thus far, Matt Walker and his Lady Dogs have faced a gauntlet of tough teams and set at 1-5, while Rob Edwards and his Mighty Dogs have won 3 straight after dropping their season opener. Tonight, the Ballers have made the trip onto the Cumberland Plateau to face the Wildcats from Monterey. It's here that Randall Phillips has his ladies sitting at 1-5 and coming off of their lone win of the season, while William Putman's boys are 1-6 looking for another victory after several near misses. This is Monterey and Clay County on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off from Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first basketball broadcast of the season. We're starting on the road with the teams from Monterey. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm happy to be here calling the action and running the camera tonight. Joining me throughout the broadcast will be a pair of guys who have become staples here on the Horizon Sports Network, that being Joe Sims and Doug Strong. With me now, as always, as we start rolling on our eighth year of round ball action, is our founder, analyst, and statistician. And Thomas, just to congrats you how this thing has grown over 8 years. What a beauty it's been to see, and these teams have been the reason why.
No doubt about it, and it feels good to have the headsets back on after a short break, a couple of weeks, Daniel, after the ending of the football season, and I'm excited about our coverage here on the hardwood this season. And we're kicking it off here kind of in enemy territory, Daniel, even though it's been a while since we played the Wildcats and the Lady Wildcats.
Yeah, girls ran across them last year at a Watertown Christmas Classic. Prior to that, 2021, 4 years ago when these teams were in District 6 for a couple years together.
We're here tonight for Monterey and Clay County, but we wouldn't be without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for hopping on board again for this basketball season. They make it all happen. And a special shout out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. And you'll hear us talk throughout our season about their efforts at the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. And of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's season so far. So stay with us for more coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're going to wrap up the season so far. Lady Dogs are 1-5 heading into this one after dropping their first four before having a good showing in their home opener, followed by a loss at Livingston Academy. They have trouble scoring the basketball early in losses to Upperman, Cleveland, Jackson County, and Macon County before posting 60 in a win over East Robertson, where four Lady Dogs scored in double digits, including senior Lacey Wicks, junior Ella Eads, and sophomores Halen Garrison and Natalie Smith. On the boys' side, they've won their last three over Macon County, East Rob, and Livingston Academy after dropping their opener at Jackson County. Senior Nate Adams picking up where he left off, averaging over 20 points a game. Senior Lance Burgett and junior Cole Eads both scoring in double figures, too. Daniel, you know, the Dogs seem to have found a rhythm really quick, and the Lady Dogs have proved they can score with that East Robertson win. Hope to see more of that from both teams here tonight.
Yeah, both teams still finding exactly who they are as a squad during early in this season, but like what I see out of both of these groups.
Folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Monterey here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girl 7A update. Looking at some recent action, of course, everybody early on in their year. Earlier this week on Tuesday night, it was Clay County. The ladies losing to Livingston 23-54. Also on Tuesday night, Clark Range beat Jackson County 51-46. Thursday night, last night, Clark Range beat Gospel Christian Academy 84-33. On Tuesday night, Gordonsville lost to Van Buren County 62-67. Also Tuesday night, Pickett beat Stone Memorial 74-63. Thursday night, Pickett beat Eagleville 58-41. And on Tuesday, Red Bull and Springs losing to Watertown 30-45. Tonight's action, we've got 1-5 Clay County right here at 1-5 Monterey. Somebody getting their second win of the season tonight. 7-1 Clark Range. They are idle. Coach Simpson, go ahead and put your set on if you want to. I'll talk to you about these in a minute. 6-1 Pickett County hosting 1-4 Cumberland County tonight. 0-7 Red Bull and Springs hosting 4-2 Jackson County. And then on Saturday night, tomorrow night, it's going to be 3-4 Gordonsville hosting in-county rival 6-3 Smith County. But Coach Sims, looking at some of those scores from this week, particularly things like Pickett County beating Eagleville 58-41, pretty good single-A programs there. Had Gordonsville losing to Van Buren 62-67, high-scoring close game between region foes there, and not region foes, but potential sub-state matchup. Maybe a pretty balanced league this year.
Well, could be. You know, I think Pickett should be head and shoulders better than anybody else.
Right.
Clark Range not very far behind because they pretty much got everybody back. I think they might have lost one girl last year, but I think after that, everybody else is just kind of in a big bundle there, you know, fighting it out, see who can get some consistency. Unfortunately, I've only seen our girls play twice, and I think it was the two worst games they played. Gets Livingston the other night, because Livingston's got a good team. They're a 3A team, you know, state runner-up year before last. And I was pretty disappointed at Jackson County. I don't think Jackson County's that much better than us. They beat us pretty bad. But,
right.
You know, I'm just hoping we can, you know, get a little consistency about us as the year goes and maybe shoot the ball a little better.
Absolutely.
Evidently, they played really good against East Robertson the other night.
Yeah.
Scored 60 points. You know, if we can if we get close to that, most games, and we played a tough schedule so far. You know, we played
for sure.
Pickett, and, Cleveland got a girl signed with UT, and you know, we've got some games coming up that we can win. You know, against Jellicoe and Red Ballin and some of those. And,
absolutely. Of course, one of those going to be here tonight, and we'll talk about that more here in a minute. So we'll know more about District 7A as it starts to unfold throughout the season. This has been the Girls 7A Update, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll be right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win.
a play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here now, getting close to the start of this contest. That means it's time for Tipsy's final take. Last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we talk to Coach Sims about how Mount Walker and Lady Dogs can get the win tonight. Coach, you talked about it a few minutes ago. The competition level so far this season has been really tough for Coach Walker's team. Not the case tonight, though, here in Monterey.
Well, going by records, you know, I don't think Monterey's won a game, and most of their games have been pretty one-sided, so... You know, I'm not an expert, but just looking at them, they don't look real athletic. So I'm hoping we can, you know, beat them up and down the floor some, maybe press, take the ball away from them some, and maybe they'll be able to get a little post game going. Hopefully they're not terribly big. Maybe Baylor and Lacey and some of the bigger ones for us can get some stuff going inside. It's just hard to win if you can't get some points inside.
No doubt. Yeah, those high-percentage shots, that inside-out game. And certainly we can shoot the three ball. We'll see a lot of that tonight, but you're right, Coach, need to develop it inside. And this a team that lost four starters, I think, from last year, three starters and another senior, and still finding an identity with a group of young sophomores who've not played a lot with the older girls. Kind of a new look for this team, still figuring it out.
Yeah, no doubt. He's playing eight or nine like he usually does, and, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll just develop and keep getting better as the year goes.
No doubt. Folks, that's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We will go to break now for the playing of the national anthem. You're listening to a presentation of Horizon Sports Network, a live-stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Apologize for that. Used one of their some old script in there earlier when I read a few things, and they've had a change. Just the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up the Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We're going to go ahead and start with Clay County tonight because I am unsure of those Monterey starters. Clay County Lady Dogs, led by Matt Walker, his ninth season overall, 178 wins, 84 losses, a 1-5 record this year. We do have a one-game losing streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting tonight for Clay County, see Headland Garrison starting. That's a change in the lineup. She has not been getting the start. So joining Haylen Garrison, who is the sophomore, I see junior Beggar Walden out there, joined by senior Lacey Wicks, also junior Ella Eads, sophomore Natalie Smith rounding out the lineup. The Monterey Lady Wildcats, their head coach Randall Phillips, a 1-5 record this season overall. Starting for them, number 5, Jaylee Johnson. Number 24, Haley Trevathan. Number 10, Mackenzie Vester. Number 11, Casey Flanagan. And I believe number 1, Gracie Burgess, to round out the lineup. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Robin Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekend specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Here we go, folks. Del Hall Horizon basketball debut of this 2024-25 basketball season here from Monterey High School, a place that we have not been for regular season action since the 2021 season, Coach Sims, when these teams win District 6 together.
Yeah, it's been a while. First time I've seen them play since then.
Here we go. Senior Lacey Wiggs going to step in, controls the tip. Sophomore Natalie Smith with it. Smith at right wing. Going to come back out top and set up this Mount Walker offense. Smith working left. Spins into the paint. Gets to the elbow. Has that advance stopped by the Lady Wildcats. And bear with me as I learn these Monterey players tonight. Flanagan out top, has it taken back away. Smith with it all the way to the hoop. Bounce pass across the paint to Wicks. Wicks is shot no good off right side. Rebounded by Smith. Power dribble kicked out to Garrison. Three-pointer off the right side of the rim. Rebound Walden. Walden with it, fighting inside. Shot up no good and a foul call. Clay County aggressive to start this one.
Yeah, I wish we could hit those layups. That's Lacey missing give me right there. Well, we got the rebound.
Walden at the line shooting two. Baylor on the season. Only 42% from the free throw line. 5 of 12 coming into the night.
Missed the first one.
Second one away. Good. 1-0 the lead. Clay up 7:22 mark of this first quarter. Monterey working against the press. Get it in. Trevathan with it, taken away by Wicks. Wicks to the hoop. Shot no good, but another foul going back to the line. Lacey Wicks this time, the most veteran player on this squad, joined by junior Ella Eads, two of those returning starters. And so much of things, Coach Sims, this year, we know Lacey maybe not that traditional leading scorer 99 out, but she is the heart and soul of the effort of this team. She's the best hustler we've got.
No doubt. She's played a lot the last 2 years and a lot of experience and quick, too.
Wicks at the line. Of course, Lacey, an all-district volleyball player during her only year playing volleyball. Thomas, you guys covered volleyball this year on the Horizon Sports Network, first season of that, and she had some amazing games or matches, I guess maybe you call them, during volleyball.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Just her length, her athletic ability, it translates to about any sport, really.
That it does. Missed both of the free throws. Got her own rebound. Missed the putback. Monterey this time with that rebound going to be Jaylee Johnson. Johnson working across the timeline, top of the key, right side to the elbow, kicks it back outside. Now in the hands of Vester. Vester gives to Flanagan, who drives the lane, and now a foul called against Clay County. 6:57 mark first quarter, Clay up 1-0. And we've got that Burgess or Vester, I see number 11, Flanagan at the line shooting two. First one away and good, so tied up 1-1. 6:57 mark of the first. Monterey 1-5 on the year. They beat Wartburg last time out, an overtime win, 43-36. Ella Eads now. Junior point guard crosses the timeline, gives to Smith at left wing. Swings to Garrison. Now the corner to Eads. She fires the three. A little short. Kept alive by Smith. They say she stepped on the baseline. So Clay looking still for their first field goal of the contest. 2-1 the score. Monterey with their lead. 6:44 mark. They work into Trevathan. Nearly a takeaway by Wicks. Lady Wildcats with it into the front court. Shot blocked by Wicks. Going to see a lot of that this year out of Lacey. Particularly when she's got the height advantage like she does tonight.
Yeah, perfect timing right there by Wicks, too, to be able to get the block without fouling.
Lady Wildcats on the inbound shot up and no good by Allie Novak. Knocked out of bounds by Natalie Smith. Monterey to inbound from their own baseline. 6:25 mark of the first. Nearly a five count on the inbound. Shot up and no good. Rebound Garrison. Garrison going to come out of there with it. The sophomore crosses the timeline. Sets up at the top of the key. Gives to classmate Natalie Smith. She penetrates. Loses the handle. And now a jump ball going to be caught. So, Coach, these young guards, Smith and Garrison, both of them, I feel like a lot of skill, a lot of ability, but still growing as players into the roles they've got.
Yeah. You know, my biggest thought, they just need to settle down and not try to do things that aren't there. You know, I mean, she didn't have anywhere to dribble the ball right there.
Monterey now back with it. Walden pulling down the rebound. Baylor, another player, a junior here, very talented. Now Smith in the corner, three ball, no good. Hits the top of the backboard, and a foul called inside. Lacey Wicks going to be called for the foul. First personal against Wicks. Monterey inbound against pressure here. Full court man, I assume.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Monterey beats that pressure. It's Flanagan working against Wicks. Passes cross court to Vester. Now down low to Johnson. Johnson shot from right block good. And Monterey a 4-1 lead early in this one. 5:30 mark of the first. Garrison three ball right wing. In and out no good. Rebounded by Smith. Put back good. So now the first traditional bucket of the night to go with that free throw. Makes it 4-3. Clay trailing by one. Garrison harassing the inbounder. Now they work across to another teammate. Monterey back with it at their end. 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Trevathan out top. Gets off to Johnson. Johnson going to drive the lane. Floater's good. No, that's Mackenzie Vester on the bucket rather than Johnson. 4:50 of the first. 6-3. Monterey up by three. Smith into the corner to Eads. Ella going to fire it in there. Just like that, 6-6. And a foul called against Natalie Smith.
I think they went zone that trip. I thought they was in man to start the game, but they were in a 2-3 then.
You know, Clay County finally getting one from distance to fall there, Coach.
Yeah.
Have been over prior to that.
Yeah.
As a team, shooting 28% on the season. From three, if we experience technical difficulties tonight from Monterey, just bear with us. We've always had trouble with service in this gym. But we have learned over the years that if we just continue to call the thing, we'll have a good full replay, at least on audio, on the website once the game goes final. 4:20 mark of this first quarter, 6-6 the score. Clay County surging ahead, or surging back these last couple moments to draw even here. Monterey, shot up right side, no good. Rebound by Garrison. Second rebound in his mean trips for the sophomore. Works ahead to Wicks. Lacey across the timeline, sets up at right wing, puts on the brakes, gives back to Walden, swings to Smith, left side, dribbles, drives, shoots, does not score. Rebound Wicks, power dribble, put back, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Monterey.
You know, Clay County getting a lot of second chance opportunities here.
Yeah,
too,
here are they. They're getting their looks inside.
Smith to work it in. Gets it to Wicks. Four-foot jumper in the paint. Off too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound put back. Good. Smith with that bucket. So Danley Smith passed it in. Worked in. Got the rebound. Got the 2 points. Burgess with it. Take away Lacey Wicks. Gets to Smith. Smith cross court to Garrison. Garrison's three. No good. Rebound out of Eads. Eads dribbles. Loses the handle. Goes off her foot and out of bounds. Good defense there by Monterey to force that turnover. 3:28 mark of the first. Clay County finally up here by 2, 8-6. Takeaway on them. Now Eads with it. Bounce past the Wicks. Back to Eads. Hit right block. Kicks it out to Smith. Natalie going to drive. They say a jump ball. Progress was stalled by Lady Wildcat and jump ball the call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay. Coach Sims up by 2 halfway through this first quarter here.
Well, we started hitting a few shots. Maybe it'll get better.
Monterey called for the foul. Just 3 different Lady Wildcats all over Lacey Wicks. As soon as they worked it into her. 3 team fouls for either squad here in this first quarter. The 5th team foul will send the team to the line to shoot 2 in the bonus. L.A. Eads out top. Works back to Garrison. Now Smith. Back to Halen. Now Natalie. Working against this zone. Eads now going to penetrate in. 10-foot floater. No good. Got to run rebound. Power dribble putback. Good. No. Did not go. Rebound of Walden. Her power dribble putback. No good. And Coach Sims, you get the feeling if just half of these shots is popped. We'd be up a 10 here.
I thought that first one was down. It came out.
Got to keep firing at it. They'll start to fall. Vester with it. Kicks back out. Into the hands of Trevathan. Do not have classes on these Lady Wildcats. Apologize for that. Flanagan, baseline drive. Shot no good. Tipped away by Garrison into the hands of Smith. Smith wanting to go coast to coast here. All the way to the hoop. Works to Walden. Baylor drives. Kicks to Eads. Eads three-pointer. No good. Rebound Monterey. Foul called against Natalie Smith. Her second. Now 5 new players coming to the scores table. I see junior Claire Kendall, junior Kaylee Brown, sophomore Jenna Thompson, freshman Kalia Crawford, and freshman Brooklyn Scott. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them. 2:11 mark of this first quarter. Clay County 8, Monterey 6.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Wildcats of Monterey, 8-6, 2:11 left here in the first quarter, Daniel.
I was muted there. 5 new out here coming out of this timeout for Coach Walker. Monterey to the hoop, foul call. Misread our Young Country Cafe Lady Bulldog starting lineups earlier. That was brought to you by Steve and Cassandra Cornell, owners of Young Country Cafe. 8-7 now. Monterey drawn back within 1 with that free throw. Second one's no good. Clay County still maintaining a 1-point lead here. 8-7. Minute 50 left in this first quarter, so we'll have to see who is going to be the offensive leader of this new lineup. Thompson with it. Goes cross court to Crawford. Pass a little high and out of bounds. So Crawford, a freshman. Thompson, a sophomore. Kendall and Brown, both juniors. And Brooklyn Scott, a freshman, on the floor right now. Monterey back in possession, looking to cut this 1-point Clay County lead. Another foul called. So to the line to shoot 2 more. Coach Sims, who committed that foul?
I don't know.
maybe Brown. Got Jenna Thompson with it.
Flanagan back at the line. She's 2 for 4 so far. One of 3 players for Monterey, or 4 players.
8-7.
Scored the ball game.
Yeah. Monterey trying to spread it around there with those 7 points. Make it 8-8 now. First free throw's good. Minute 34 left in this opening quarter. Both of these squads 1-5 on the year. Monterey regains a 1-point lead. Crawford coming to Clay County High School from Hermitage Springs School. Gives off to her first cousin, Claire Kendall. Kendall works it across to Thompson. Thompson back to Crawford out top. Now back to Thompson. Jenna with it. Picks up the dribble. Back to Kalia. Now inside to Scott. Scott drives the right side of the lane. Has it knocked out of bounds by Gracie Burgess. Brooklyn Scott had the privilege of watching her a lot during her junior high career. She's a freshman and a solid player. Kind of a hybrid, can play the guard, can go down low, play the post. Here it is on the inbound, spinning shot, no good. Rebound Brown. Brown now going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. She was fouled by Gracie Burgess. Fourth team foul for Monterey. Clay County with 6 of those.
On the floor.
Oh, okay. So Claire Kendall, the junior, to work it in here from the baseline. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight for our first broadcast of this basketball season. No doubt we're a little rusty after about a 3-week break from football. Kendall on the inbound 3-pointer, a little too strong. Rebounded by Monterey, taken back away by Crawford. Crawford to Thompson. Thompson to Kendall. Kendall out top. Works back to Crawford, right wing, 3-pointer up. Ooh, no good. Had a good line on it. Just about an inch short.
Yeah, I thought that was going to go.
Monterey the rebound, 9-8 the score. Monterey the 1-point lead, 38 seconds and ticking here, first quarter. Monterey going to drive baseline, foul call. This should be on the floor, but it doesn't matter because of the bonus. They'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's away, a little bit short there at the line, shooting for Monterey. I believe that number 24, Haley Trebathan. Second one away, and it's good. So 2 points for the lead. Monterey 10, Clay County 8. 30 seconds left in this opening quarter. Coach Walker has not lost to Monterey during his career. 13-0 so far against the Lady Wildcats. They met last year in the Watertown Christmas Classic. Clay County won 64-23. Currently riding a 16-game series win streak. That series began back under your tutelage, Coach Sims, back during the 2016 season with a win. So it's been dominant. 3-pointer at the buzzer, no good. So Monterey with the bucket there, taking a 4-point lead into the first quarter break. 12-8 the score. Clay trailing by 4.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Wildcats of Monterey 12-8. With 8 minutes left here in the first half, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Natalie Smith with 4 points. Ella Eads has 3, and Baylor Walden has 2. Leading the way for Monterey, Casey Flanagan with 5, and 4 other players into single digits there for the Lady Wildcats as they lead Clay County 12-8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
former head coach up here, Adam West, sending some information there to Coach Sims during the break. Got some classes now on these Lady Wildcats, so we'll be able to share a little bit more of that information. A fairly young squad, a mixture of starters from freshmen to seniors for this group tonight for head coach Randall Phillips and the Lady Wildcats. 12-8, the score starting this second quarter. Thomas Sayed, 7:30 mark. Three-pointer taken by Garrison, a little too strong. Rebound by Baylor Walden. Foul called against Jaylee Johnson. She is a sophomore for these Lady Wildcats. So they started tonight a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and two seniors on this squad. Garrison then man works to Walden. Swung out top to Eads. Back to Garrison. Three ball. Corner. No good. Garrison still looking for the first one. A pretty good three-point shooter. Has not hit from distance yet tonight, though. Take away by Smith. Feeds Walden. Walden no good. Going to go to the line for two.
You know, between Wicks, Walden, and Smith and others, again, Clay County just wiping the offensive boards here early in this one. Just haven't gotten the payoff yet as they trail by four.
And that's an area we needed to see some improvement in. Opponents on the season, 27 rebounds a contest. The Lady Dogs, 24. So definitely we're winning that area so far. But trailing by four, as you mentioned on the scoreboard. Free throws no good. Rebound putback by Natalie Smith. Good. 12-10, the score.
She's about to know we can hit a putback.
Take away by Wicks. Feed Smith in the front court. Back to Wicks. Hit right block. Dribble. Shot. No good. On rebound. Put back. No good. Foul though and go to the line.
Fire ball now.
Coach Adam West, his son Tyrus, helping now sitting on the bench over there. Helping Clay County, teaching PE down at Herman Springs School.
And helping us, which is about his third year, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, pleasure to have him. Lacey Wicks, first free throw, no good. Of course, Lacey, not her favorite spot on the floor. 16.7% shooter this season coming in, 2 of 12. Improved throughout the course of the year from the free throw line last year. I expect her to this year as well. Misses that second one.
4 already.
Rebounded by Monterey. Going coast to coast for the bucket was Jaylee Johnson, the sophomore. Makes it 14-10 in favor of the white and purple clad Lady Wildcats. Of course, Monterey, the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys, trimmed in purple. Clay Kenny, the visiting team, wearing their black jerseys, trimmed in gold. Garrison now, hitting from left wing. Hopefully, she'll go get on the streak from there.
Yeah, she's missed several. She's probably our best shooter, what I've seen.
She's got a good stroke out there. Of course, the niece of Clay Kenny Sports Hall of Famer, Trent Bowles, who's the one of our three-point greats when it comes to boys basketball.
Yep.
16-13 now the score after Monterey came in answer. Thomas, who had that bucket?
Allie Novak.
Garrison misfiring from right wing. Rebounded by Monterey. Now scrum for the ball. Picked up by Smith. Smith feeds Wiggs and it's taken away. Taken back away by Garrison. Garrison going to drive to the hoop. Kicks over to Smith in the corner. Natalie loses the handle, regathers, gets it to Lacey. Now back to Garrison, feeds Walden. Now Ella Eads firing a three, top of the key, in there. 16-16 the score as the pace picks up. 5:35 mark of the second quarter.
Ella Eads, her second three of the night.
Trevathan with it. Hands off to Johnson. Johnson to the hoop, no good. Rebound Eads. Ella with it, pushes the pace across the timeline, all the way into the paint, to the hoop, shot up, no good. Foul call. Ella's going to go to the line. Eads, 53% from the free throw line this year, 9 of 17, so nobody's shooting good from free throw.
Hey, we got anybody shooting better than that?
Garrison, 67%, but only 2 of 3 attempts on the season from the free throw line.
What are we as a team?
As a team, 44.3. He's knocking down that front one. Of course, Ella.
Barely 50%, isn't it?
Right, yeah, just about 6 points shy there. I think if we probably went back and looked at Ella last year, season totals free throw, probably pushing that 70% mark.
We shot him pretty good last year.
He's hitting both of those, 18-16. Of course, Clay County making it to the state quarterfinals last year where they were put out by Moore County. Garrison called for the foul there.
Yeah, Ella Eads, two made threes, 100% on her free throws. She's also leading this team in scoring so far this year, but no Lady Dog in averaging double figures yet this season. I think Eads up around 8.5, 9 points.
Right on it, Thomas. 8.5 points, according to assistant coach Andrew Mattis. And that does lead the team in scoring. Right behind her, Helen Garrison, 7.7 a contest. And she's followed by Natalie Smith with 5.8. So if we push those three up into double figures and collectively pull some others with them, going to be just fine, but still developing those roles this year. Eads with it, gives to Garrison. Garrison to Wicks. Wicks back to Eads out top. 4:44 a mark here, 18-16, Clay up by two.
Yeah, you talk about the individual players. You know, Clay County just averaging right at 40 points a game. So, Coach Sims talked about it. In their win, they scored 60. It just needs some production.
In and out, no good on the three-pointer. Baylor Walden, I thought, was fouled. I believe Baylor is going to be the shooter. She does go to the line for two. Of course, she's going to talk about the competition. Lady Dogs 1-5. Well, they opened up against AAA state runner-up Huberman.
That's what I said. We play a tough schedule.
Yeah, 4A Cleveland, AA Jackson County, led by Jim Brown, of course. Went over to Macon County. Played a pretty good game, good second half. 43-51, lost that one. Of course, Macon always a stout team. They're also AAA program. And then that 60-29 win over District 8, Region 4 opponent, East Robb, who we eliminated in the Region Semis last year over at their place. And then just did not play well at Livingston Academy the other night. Had a 1 point
played
third quarter.
Played a good first quarter. And after that, we didn't do much of anything. Well, we scored 6 points in two quarters.
Woo! Garrison knocking down a deep three right wing. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, 23-16. Halfway through this second quarter, takeaway inside, shot up by Smith, good. Monterey going to be wanting a timeout pretty soon, I believe, if this pace continues. 5 points in a hurry here for Clay County. Monterey on the inbound, another takeaway, Smith with it.
All
breaks
way
to the hoop, gives to Garrison. Garrison losing the handle there, right wing, keeps it alive. Smith back with it, power dribble shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Monterey. So this pressure, not being handled well by Monterey.
No, I felt like we could get some steals just watching them warm up. We've got a lot.
3:34 mark, second quarter. Clay County taking the lead here, 25-16. Timeout call.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs on a 12-0 run, Daniel, to go up by 9.
25-16. I didn't realize. I knew we was on a run. 12-0. Trying to make it 14-0 is Walden. Shot no good. She's not going to floor. No whistles blow, though. Monterey going to come away with a loose ball. Trevathan pushes it ahead. They say she goes out of bounds. So good pressure there. Coach Sims, I think back to some of those great teams that you had. Of course, they were good in all aspects, but always was talking about pressure a minute ago. Always such a good press and such good pressure, a lot of turnovers, and just those good guards all through the years.
Yeah, I had a lot of good pressing teams. I think my 92, 3, and 4, when Melissa Webb and Phil Burchett and them, that was the best pressing team I had.
They're hard to beat that much.
Yeah, the Kendall and Chambers and them, they was pretty good. Well, I guess even my state championship team was pretty good at present, but not as good as those 92, 3, and 4 teams.
Right. 3-minute mark of this second quarter, 27-16. Lady Dogs up by 11. Garrison gives the Wicks. Wicks fired a three right side. In there. Banked it.
She's been shooting too close. She just needs to move out some.
Good to see Lacey getting on the board there with that one. Had a free throw earlier in the contest. I think that's the only other point she'd had prior to that bucket, though. Thomas says I'm wrong. I often am when I try to venture out there on stuff like that. What has Lacey got right now, Tom?
The three.
Oh, did not have a free throw earlier. Okay.
Big second quarter here for Clay County. They've scored 22 so far in the second.
30-16. This game is turned on its head here in favor of the black, purple, and gold. Now, foul going to be called against Kaylee Brown on the floor here for Coach Walker. We see sophomore Helen Garrison, junior Ella Eade, sophomore Jenna Thompson, junior Claire Kendall, and junior Kaylee Brown. And Coach Sims, you mentioned it, essentially 10 deep and different lineup mixtures and changes. Coach Walker's still looking for that lineup he likes the best, and perhaps it's just all of them.
Well, he's been known to sub a lot deeper than I ever did anyway, you know, so that's just kind of his way he operates. You know, he'll go 8-9 deep every game.
2:30 mark of the second. As Thomas has talked about, this run that Clay County's been on has given them a 14-point lead, 30-16, completely a different place. What was the score then? The one, Thomas, 12-8 in favor of Monterey?
That's exactly right. 22 points for Clay County. It's now a 17-0 run for the Lady Dogs. And, you know, it got started from behind the arc, Coach. The Lady Dogs started knocking down some threes, and it kind of made everything go.
Yeah, that's right. Garrison hit a couple, and then the like our inside shots started falling a little better then.
Of course, talking about points against Monterey, according to numbers I've got, two different ladies having 38-point nights against Monterey over the years. One of them back in 1958, if Garrison fires a three, no good. That's being Loretta Rich back in 1958, had 38 points. The other one, Coach Sims, you can pretty easily verify if this is right. Tammy Melton in 1979,
yes,
38 points.
Right here beside
there
me.
She says. Remember that, Miss Tammy, 38 against Monterey? She says that is true, in fact. Huge night against the Lady Wildcats back in 79.
She said 16 of that was foul shots.
16 free throws.
Said she had 16 straight.
No three-pointer back then, she says. We might just need to give her a headset here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she just told me of that. I hit 16 foul shots straight one night.
Well, now I need to document that because I have the free throw leader, Megan Watson, against Monterey, 2006, who hit 15. Yeah. So Tammy was 16 free throws back in 79. Clay County looking to add to this 14-point lead. Claire Kendall right wing goes baseline, tried to feed Kaylee Brown, knocked away. Find number 21, Addie Novak, a senior for head coach Randall Phillips' squad. Up next for Monterey will be Van Buren County. Up next for Clay County will be a Monday night game in Joe Sims' gym against Jellicoe, a 5 o'clock girls' tip. For that contest, since Jellicoe having to travel so far and from the Eastern time zone, we'll go ahead and tip at 5 o'clock Central Monday night from Joe Sims Gym with the girls' action against Jellicoe. Go ahead and mention that while I'm thinking about it. Jenna Thompson, good on her first free throw. Another one coming. Garrison and Kendall checking out. Crawford and Wicks checking in. Minute 13 left in this second quarter. 16 points the lead for Clay County. They have doubled up, Monterey. 32-16 here. Trevathan with it. Gives back to Flanagan. Flanagan across the timeline. She's defended by Thompson. Hands back off now to Vester, who's defended by freshman Clea Crawford. Battle of freshmen there. Vester, a freshman as well as Crawford. Three ball looked at and passed on by Trevathan. Defended by Wicks. Has to hand off out of a trap there. Coach Walker up. Talking to his girls in front of him as they defend the hoop here. What a second quarter these Lady Dogs have had. Trevathan, three ball, left corner, no good. Rebound out of Eads. Eads with it. 30 seconds left in this second quarter. And it's been all Lady Dogs in the second 8 minutes.
Yeah, Thompson extended the unanswered streak to 19-0 so far as the Lady Dogs are pouring it on.
Thompson with it at the free throw line. Kicks to Crawford, left wing. 10 seconds on this second quarter clock. Jenna gives to Lacey. Lacey firing a three. Ooh, in and out, no good. Had a good look at it. Would not fall. Ball kept alive. Kalia Crawford shot, no good. At the buzzer, it's put back up by Brown, no good. First half ends. What a second quarter. It has given Clay County a big 16-point lead at the break. It's Monterey 16, Clay County 32 at the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Monterey, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County girls lead the Monterey Lady Wildcats 32-16 here at the break. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. It was a back and forth first quarter, and Monterey ended it with a 6-0 run to claim a 4-point lead. The Lady Wildcats led the Lady Dogs 12-8 at the end of one. And then Clay County rallied and tied it at 16 with about 5:30 to play in the second quarter before they ripped off and closed out the half on a 19-0 run as
Ella Eads, Halen Garrison, Lacey Wicks buried three-pointers in that run. Garrison with a couple of those as this team kind of caught fire. They were also 6-for-7 at the free throw line in the second quarter as they lead by 16 here to break, 32-16 over the Lady Wildcats of Monterey in this non-conference action. For Monterey, they're being led by Casey Flanagan with 5 points. Jaylee Johnson has 4. Mackenzie Vester, Allie Novak, and Abby Tower all with 2 points apiece, and Haley Trevethan with 1. For Clay County, both Ella Eads and Natalie Smith have 8 points each. Halen Garrison, those 2 threes in the second quarter for a total of 6. Baylor Walton has 5. Lacey Wicks, that three-pointer, and then Jenna Thompson, 2 free throws off the bench for Clay County's total of 32. Again, the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Wildcats 32-16. They're up 16 here at the break in Monterey. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show as this first half breakdown has been brought to you by Make 'em Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that, folks, at MakeEmBankAndTrust.com. Make 'em Bank and Trust. Come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from Monterey. Big second quarter there by Clay County. Puts Matt Walker's ladies up 32-16 at the break. Time now for the Logan Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Hermitage Springs School of Basketball. It's my understanding, never got a response back today when I asked about it, but the season, I believe, has ended for the teams from Hermitage Springs. They're just awaiting the upcoming conference tournaments that are going to be happening. They did have 8th grade night, it's my understanding, this past Tuesday against Union Heights when they honored players Tatum Webb, Aubrey Pryor, Lance Pig, Jacob Graves, Jackson Mall, Bryson Smith, and manager Aaliyah Smith. I know everyone at Hermitage Springs, at the school, and in the community are very thankful for those athletes and the manager for what they have done for those programs over the years. Salina K-8 basketball. Those teams are nearing the end of the regular season. The 5th and 6th grade girls are 2-12 on the year. 5th and 6th grade boys are 10-4. Junior high girls are 13-2. And the junior high boys are 12-3. All four teams will be in action at Hillham on Monday night, with the first game starting at 4:30. Then they're scheduled to be off until the new year as of right now. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are 4-6 overall to begin their season. Grant has started 3 of the 10 games and appeared in 7 contests in total. Right now they're in the midst of an early season break after losing to West Georgia last Saturday, 73-78. They next take the floor at Western Illinois on Tuesday, December 17th for a 7:30 p.m. tip. Finally, Raptors 905, that NBA G League team that Tyreek Key's a part of. He and his squad are 3-9 on the year. They sit 7th in the Eastern Division. They were last in action this past Sunday when they lost to the Westchester Knights 114-119. They tipped off tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern in Wilmington against the Delaware Bluecoats. Saw some highlights on YouTube the other day. One game, Tyreek hit like 6 three-pointers or something against somebody. And no surprise to us, of course, Thomas, that Tyreek Key's still doing what he loves and doing it at a high level.
Yes, he is. I think he had maybe a team-high 24 that night. And had some outbursts. Also hit the game winner, I think, earlier this season.
Yeah, in his season debut. You know, it's stuff like that 6-3-9 that'll get you pulled up to the big leagues there. Hopefully he will get to experience that before this season ends. That's been the Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
You know, talking about Tyreek.
Yeah.
The thing that amazes me about the G League, that and minor league baseball, is the names of some of the teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they just tickle me to death.
I'm assuming the 905 being maybe the area code.
It is.
Okay. He's got one that's more, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Some I of mean, them have some.
Capital City Go-Go. That's
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah, Coach Evers would be proud of some of
those minor league baseball
mascots.
Teams, though, they got some of the office names I have ever heard. Shrimp Dogs, and I mean, just you never know what they're going to be called.
Yes, yeah, some of them sound almost demeaning towards
yeah.
the team, you know. Of course, we've got a boring one here in Nashville, the Sounds.
Yeah, that
we know the significance,
yeah.
but it's not as exciting as some of them.
No.
Got something going on with the floor here. I
yeah,
think.
Down at the bottom of the viewfinder there on the video feed on this sideline.
Well, while we got the opportunity, let's talk about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. You know, they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana and offers this message to help them do so, Daniel. It says, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use. Be a good source of information for your child. For more information, they ask you to visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We appreciate the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for giving us an opportunity to get their message out, Daniel. They do a lot of great things. I know you're an assistant principal at the school, and you deal with them all the time.
Absolutely. Weekly, they come in and help run the SAD Club, Students Against Drunk Drivers, there at school, and just doing outstanding work in the community trying to educate these young men and women. And you know, it's tough. It's always been tough being a teenager. Let me tell you something. These young people in 2024, more access and more, just more access to things they don't need than ever. And certainly the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition doing a great work trying to educate parents and children about all that stuff.
Yeah, we appreciate their partnership all season long here for this basketball broadcast.
They are presenting sponsor. Try to mention them each time we come back from timeouts. Have to get used to that. 7:15 mark of this second quarter. A couple trips up and down the court for each squad here. 32-17. Monterey has hit a free throw here in this third quarter so far. I believe it was maybe Trevathan who was at the line for that free throw. She has it right now on a foul call against Garrison, the second of the night, I believe, against Talon. I'll have to get back in stat-keeping mode and start marking down timeouts and free throws. I used to do a pretty good job of that, and then we added this camera, and now I just do a bad job of moving it and of keeping the stuff. So.
Just stick with the camera. How about that?
Lady Wildcats on the inbound here. Under pressure from Garrison near midcourt, now circling around is the freshman hitting the running floater. That's Mackenzie Vester. Freshman for the Lady Wildcats. making it 32-19. So a big second quarter gave Clay County this commanding lead, and the Lady Wildcats trying to mount a big third quarter. Smith, top of the key, swings to Eads. Those original five starters back on the floor for ninth-year head coach Matt Walker. Becker Walden going to drive, gets to the elbow, kicks to Eads, three-pointer, a little wide of the mark. Knocked out of bounds by Monterey. It'll stay with the black, purple, and gold.
Yeah, the Lady Dogs outscoring the Lady Wildcats 24-4 in that second quarter to get this big lead, Daniel.
Timeout taken here on the floor. We'll take it with them. 6:27 mark of this third quarter. 32-19. Lady Dogs up.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. We're presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Monterey, the first 3 points of the second half, they've cut the lead to 13 here, Daniel.
And here they have another takeaway, freshman Mackenzie Basker. Wicks trying to get it back. Nearly knocked away by Garrison. Lady Wildcats with it all the way into the front court. They missed the shot from left block. Rebounded put back good by Jaylee Johnson, the sophomore. So it's on Monterey early in this third quarter. Lady Dogs looking for their first points of the third. Garrison, three ball, good. 35-21. Deep one there by Halen. She's got a couple of makes now. Natalie Smith called for what I believe is her third personal. Third team foul of the quarter against Clay County. 5:50 mark up the third, 35-21 the score. Subway Trivia Challenge will be coming up during halftime of the boys' game. I've got those certificates from the football season on my desk at school. We'll be mailing those out very soon. Have not forgotten you. Turnover by Monterey. Good defense there by Bucker Walden in the paint. Walden doing a nice job defensively.
Yeah, not a bad battle going on between Jaylee Johnson and Walden in the paint.
Yeah, Walden, a strong defender down in the paint, just a fierce competitor. His Baylor did a great job with that good, strong post player from Macon County on the road last week. Green's her last name. We'll be seeing them again, I guess, at Joe Sims Gym coming on up. 35-21, empty possession for Clay County that time. Miss shot also for the Lady Wildcats, though, so neither squad able to convert on points here. Now Natalie Smith going to try her hand. That drives the left side, gets to the block. Nice move, but could not come away with points. Another of those close-range shots, Coach Sims, that we just can't get the fall.
Yeah.
Good move to the hoop.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Monterey with it. And, of course, sometimes you just have a gym that's not your gym. And I tell you one thing, it definitely is a home for Mackenzie Master. She's comfortable here, as she should be, here in her home gym of Monterey High School. Knocking down the three from left wing was the freshman. 35-24. We've got an 11-point contest here. So if Monterey can deny the Lady Wildcats and come down and score, we'll have a single-digit deficit.
Yeah, big shot by the freshman.
He's with it, trying to feed Walden. I saw a double signal by official Dacus. I believe it's Clay County ball.
Yeah, I think he was saying it was off one of the Monterey girls and gave it to us.
Natalie Smith then about on the floor. Those original five starters, Natalie Smith, Helen Garrison, Ella Eads, Baker Walden, and Lacey Wicks. Smith with it, right wing, halfway through this third quarter, 4:15 mark. Walden, three-pointer, right side, no good, still bouncing, did not fall. Rebound, Smith, putback, no good. Rebound, Wicks, putback, no good, and a foul. Lot of rebounding. You mentioned it early, Thomas, how the dominance was there on the boards, and that's what we just saw these last couple possessions for Clay County, particularly Lacey Wicks.
Yeah, we would be normally talking about second-chance points, but can't get them to go most of the time, can we, Coach?
I think you.
Yeah, I'm on now.
Okay, there we go.
No, I was saying Natalie's hit a few putbacks tonight, but everybody else is kind of having a hard time to get one to go.
Well, of course, you know, only the sixth game of this season, actually the seventh game, 1-5 record on the year. We know what's awaiting after Christmas. You've got head coach Lamar Rogers, who was here tonight doing some scouting, and his Lady Buffaloes. They look to be improved from last year. Of course, Pickett County, the defending state champions, head coach Brent Smith and his team, they're coming off a pair of wins. They beat Stone Memorial and Eagleville already this week, and it's not an easy road any year in District 7A, but Pickett County set to be just as good this year as last year. Arguably, they should be better because everybody's back except Delicate Keesland and Ali Aminette, both great players, but I think another year of experience on the rest of them maybe offsets that.
Sometimes when those two girls came in off the bench, they were better. You know, the low girl.
Yeah,
Addie. You know, if she was shooting it good, man, she made them a lot better than that. What was the other girl's name?
Hopkins.
Yeah.
He's basically got five starters back up.
Exactly. And a veteran savvy coach to go with them in, in head coach Brent Smith. So,
it's
going to be a good matchup. We always look forward to that one. Wicks missing the front end of those two free throws. The second one away. Good. 36-24. Lady Dogs up by 12. Here's that pressure. Trying to create a turnover. Will Monterey beat it? They do so. They get across the timeline in the hands of Johnson. Johnson cross court to Trevathan. She's at left wing. Thinking about a three. Kicks instead to Flanagan. Now back in the hands of Johnson. Baseline denied by Walden. Back to the freshman, Bester, who's been the leading scorer probably for this Monterey team. Take away Natalie Smith. Breakaway to the hoop. Layup left side. Too strong. Misses that layup. Rebound put back by Wicks. No good. Now a cleanup bucket by Leeds. Monterey looking for quick tempo here after Eads has the bucket. Lacey Wicks blocking another shot. 14 points the lead for Clay County, and here we see that full five sub again. Claire Kendall, Kaylee Brown, Kalia Crawford, Jenna Thompson, and Brooklyn Scott coming in as the original five starters go out. So the full 10 deep run tonight for the second time for Coach Walker. 3:20 mark of this third quarter. Clay County up by 14. Trevathan with it. Kicks outside. Three-pointer taken and hit. That's number 11. Casey Flanagan knocking down the triple from left wing. Flanagan, a senior, one of maybe the only senior starter, I believe, because I think Burgess was a sophomore. Clay County to inbound. Thompson to do so from the side of the scorers table. Officials debate over where to inbound it from. Coach Sim, what's the difference in 6 feet right there? Right?
I don't know. Don't know.
So they move her closer to the Clay County bench, and she works it into Claire Kendall. Kendall, top of the key, 3 minutes left in the third. Gives to Crawford. Crawford and Kendall Cousins, as we mentioned earlier. Now Brooklyn Scott driving and scoring. Nice job by the freshman. Monterey working in. Crawford with the defensive pressure. Works against Hester, who works ahead now. I said Hester. That was Vester. Trevathan hands off to Vester. Vester back to Flanagan. Top of the key three. Banking no good. Rebound Clea Crawford. Crawford sets up right wing. Gives to Claire. Claire works the right side, kicks back to Kalia. Three-pointer, no good. Followed her shot, could not get the rebound, but Claire going to do so. Both of those girls, really good hustlers, good defenders. Claire now with it, going to dive to the hoop. Ball knocked away, picked up by Flanagan. Flanagan works in the ahead to Trevathan. She's called for the offensive foul. Who took that charge, Thomas?
Scott.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, it was Brooklyn Scott, and a great job of setting her feet, running the floor, and getting positioned there.
Coach Sims kind of maintaining, looked rough at the start of the third, but he built back out to a 13-point lead, 40-27.
Yeah, we hit a few shots finally.
Crawford with it. Right wing. Picks up the dribble. Inside now to Scott. Power dribble. Goes right. Comes left. Shot no good. Rebound Monterey. Foul going to be called against Clay County.
Good looking post move by the freshman down there. Just couldn't get it to go.
Oh.
She's promising.
I like her.
Yeah. Pretty good ball handler and got the height to go with it.
Well.
And Clay Kenny needing that post presence.
Yeah.
Of course, we know about the athleticism. And, you know, Lacey's our longest, tallest player, but still not overly tall.
No,
and
she's not really a post player. She's,
right.
She's a guard. But,
of course, Walden's shoulder, she's powerful and aggressive,
yeah.
Can play down there, but just don't have that true traditional post. And
no.
Perhaps Brooklyn Scott can help fill that.
She's the closest thing to a post player that we've got on this team.
Kaylee Brown, another one in there now, similar to Wicks as far as kind of works down low some, but also does some guard play. Vester's first free throw good. She's bound to be up in double figures, Thomas.
She's got eight. Six of them coming here so far in this third quarter.
I guess I'm just rooting for her. Second free throw away. No good. Rebound Brown. Katie with it. Works to Scott. Brooklyn across the timeline. Looking ahead. Wants to go into the paint. Kicks back out to Kendall. Claire now with it. Gives to Kalia. Kalia drives. Long dribble. Regathers it. Goes to the hoop. Shot knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay at the Clay County end. Minute 20 left in this third. First boys action coming up after this, as always. Coach Edwards going to be meeting Monterey for the 50th time in his career as Brooklyn Scott scores two on the left side on the inbound. Clay County, a 41-8 record under Coach Edwards against Monterey. Vester with it, trying to get out of the Clay County pressure. Works it to Burgess. Burgess into the front court. Feeds Johnson, who's fouled, going to the hoop. .3 seconds left in the third. His sophomore, Jaylee Johnson, stands at the free throw line for two shots. Misses the first. Clay still up by 14, 42-28.
Well, Monterey's done a good job of not letting Clay County run away with this one. Then,
hell yeah.
Here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they'll make a few shots. We'll miss a bunch and skip a minute.
Crawford ahead to Scott. Scott back to Crawford. Now Kalia drives. Shot from right side, no good. Draws the foul. The freshman Vester called for the infraction. Sending Kalia to the line. Crawford on the season has not attempted a free throw. This will be her first pair of the year. First one's away, too strong. Freshman Lila Burble checking in. Daughter of TJ and Mallory Burble, both players during their time in the early 2000s. Second free throw away by Crawford. Good. Makes one of one. Puts Clay County up by 14. Crawford knocking it away from Vester. Good defense by Crawford. Monterey again having trouble working in. Close to five. Finally they work it in to Johnson. Johnson in a mess. She gets to Vester. Vester in a trap. Taken away by Crawford. Crawford to the hoop. Shot up. Good. Kalia Crawford, the steal and the bucket. 30 seconds left here in this third quarter. 16 points the lead for Clay County. Now Jenna Thompson knocking it away from Flanagan on the inbound. Monterey going to try it again. One thing about it, when you play 10, everybody stays fresh throughout the contest.
Hell, it should.
Monterey finally getting across the timeline. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Three ball taken by left wing shot. Gracie Bird just no good. 15 seconds left. Brooklyn Scott, top of the key. Hands off to Thompson. Jenna now back to Birdwell. Lively going to drive. Picks up the dribble. Has it taken away by Burgess. Burgess with 5 seconds on the clock. Puts on the brakes at the free throw line. Gives off to Flanagan. Her shot no good. Third quarter ends. 45-29. Clay up by 16.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Wildcats 45-29 after an even third quarter. Clay County still leads by 16. Here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. I'll run through it. Daniel may have to pause in between. McClay County, Lacey Wicks with 4 points. LAE's leading the way with 10, the only player in double figures. Natalie Smith has 8. Halen Garrison, 9 with 3 three-pointers. Baylor Walton has 5. Jenna Thompson, 2. Kalia Crawford, 3. And Brooklyn Scott, 4 for the Lady Dogs.
Coach Sims, who had that bucket?
Ella.
LAE's adding 2 to start the fourth.
47.
47-29, foul against Natalie Smith, her fourth, I believe. If so, I'm sure we'll see substitution here. Could be wrong on that tally.
The Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become the cornerstone in the community for home builders and DIYers who they can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
You'll see Natalie Smith going to the line to shoot, too. Smith, another of these sophomores who's played a lot of basketball. Got to watch her play a lot during her junior high career. She had a pretty good role last year as a freshman on this team coming in and in reserve action. And good ball handler, good skills, pretty good length, and going to be a good, solid player over the next 2.5 years. Coach Walker, I think.
Yeah, she's athletic. Decision-making probably needs to improve a little, but she's a pretty good player.
Three ball taken and missed by Flanagan. Clay County now back on the offensive. Smith gives the Garrison. Garrison, 3 foot behind the arc. A little short. Rebound Walden. Power dribble shot up. No good. Rebounding by Trebathan. Getting some good looks. All these Lady Dogs, we've just been a little off tonight. Of course, we're sitting with 48 points. But you just get the feeling that we're just, you know, a little, little more rhythm on some of this stuff. We easily could have 70.
We really ought to blow this bunch out first half. Completely blowed out, you know.
Eads with it, drives inside, puts on the brakes, gives to Garrison. She drives, gives back to Ella with a bounce pass. Eads to the hoop, underhand layup, good. 6:15 mark, 50-29, out to a healthy 21-point margin. Nearing the most of the night. I've lost track of that. Of course, we'll have the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you Big Old Panels of Tennessee coming up after this game goes final. Thomas will break down all the stats and all the different runs as he talks to Coach Sims about this contest once it goes final. Lacey Wiggs going out. Claire Kendall coming in on the floor, joining junior Claire Kendall. We see sophomore Natalie Smith. Juniors Baylor Walden and Ella Eads and sophomore Haley Garrison. Monterey working it in. Flanagan left wing. 6 minutes left in this contest. Gives off to freshman Vester. Vester defended by Smith. Back to Trebathan. Now in the hands of number three, Kylie Key. We've not called her name much. Garrison taking it away. Works ahead to Smith. The classmates cannot hook up on it. Reverse layup no good by Natalie. You got too far under the hoop and had to try to do the reverse approach.
Don't you got control of the ball. She's under the backboard.
Clay County going to maintain possession, though. Kendall to work it in. 5:30 and ticking. Smith again getting to the hoop. Natalie doing a good job.
I thought
sure
that one would go.
Monterey trying to save it. Knocks it back to Garrison. Garrison to Smith. Spin move shot. No good. Rebound put back by Clark Kendall. That's good. Kendall adds to the tally. 52-29. Vester with it. Right wing. Defended by Garrison. Now Flanagan. Now Key. Trevathan top of the key. And Monterey just looking for an open look. Down low, give and go there to Flanagan. Flanagan scores from left block.
Flanagan in the double figures with 10 now.
Monterey with 31, so Flanagan one-third of that Lady Wildcat scoring. Ella Eads adds another bucket. She's
nice.
Having a good fourth quarter.
Nice shot.
Eads has 16 so far to lead the Lady Dogs.
Ella having a good postseason there. You know, last year, remember her having some big moments up there at Van Buren County in that sub-state game. You know, she played in that state quarterfinal at the Murphy Center under the weather. Played sick, but played her guts out alongside her teammates there in the loss to Moore County. But Ella Eads just, you know, a well-rounded, solid guard for this squad, and talked about Lacey Wicks being experienced, and Ella Eads right there, Ella the most experienced player of this group as far as just those big time moments and being asked to produce. She had some big buckets last year.
Yes, she did, and I think, you know, this team's kind of going to go how Eads goes, in my opinion. She's the best all around player, can shoot it from the outside, can penetrate and score too.
I agree.
Kalia Crawford with him. As we see this new lineup, Brooklyn Scott, Claire Kendall, Clea Crawford, Kaylee Brown, and Jenna Thompson. Brown on the rebound, taken away by Trevathan. 3:45 left in the fourth. 54-31. Clay up. Since that big second quarter, had that 22-point run or whatever it was, got up at the half, 32-16. They've just been able to maintain this. You got to remember, Monterey led 12-8 at the end of one. Vester with it. Running floater. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. Scott to Kendall. Clara with it across the timeline. Pushing ahead. Sets up shop right wing. Down low to Thompson. She kicks out to Scott. Three-pointer top of the key by Brooklyn.
Oh,
in there.
Shot.
Scott comfortable taking that shot from distance. And she proved why she did. Knocked it down. .245 left in this one. Clay County looking to improve to 2-5 on the year with this win. Kaylee Brown the takeaway.
Yeah, good defense there by Brown. You talked about her length earlier. It made a difference there.
Yeah, very similar to Wicks in that regard. Clea Crawford missing from right side. Knocked out of bounds by Monterey. Yeah, so a young team, we've talked about that a lot. Lacey, the only senior on this squad. Now more subs coming in. Got sophomore, actually junior, Emmy Carr.
Yeah, you got the two juniors, of course, Walden and
I guess she is, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was talking about Carr. Yeah, she is a sophomore. I shot the first time. Who had that bucket, Coach?
Scott, I believe.
Brooklyn Scott added another.
Yeah, on an inbounds play.
Joining Carr on the floor, C. Lionel Burble. Also, freshman Haley Roberts. Crawford and Scott still out there from the other guy. Thomas, you had a thought you was coming across with that we didn't let you get.
I'm not sure. I'm talking about it being a young team, you know. They got the juniors, Baylor, Walden, LAEs, and then the lone senior. But you're right, you know, a lot of young talent here, and that's what we thought coming into this one. This team's still trying to find herself, still trying to gel.
Well, it's, you hate this part of it for Lacey, but in a certain regard, it's kind of a two-year process.
It is.
You know, getting these young guys all together, getting them used to playing with one another. 59-31, Clay's been in front, as we say, since they had that big second quarter and built that big halftime lead. Right now, it's a 28-point difference, 59-31. 1:37 left in this contest. Trevathan on the inbound. Works cross court to Key, who loses the handle, and the black, purple, and gold will take back over. Nice bounce pass inside to Crawford. Crawford trying to feed it across to Roberts. Roberts had her shot blocked. And Monterey back in control. Minute 10 left. Vester kicks to Key. Key's three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Crawford. Kalia with it. Going to ease her way across the timeline. Weaves into the paint. Goes to the hoop. Has it knocked out of bounds. Crawford to inbound, actually Lyle Birdwell to inbound. 50 seconds left in this contest. Birdwell going to fire the three right corner. No good. Rebound Roberts. Roberts now goes back to the hoop. Her shot good. Used the glass and added the bucket. 30 points the lead now. So once again, Clay County has essentially doubled up Monterey. 61-31 the score. 30 seconds left. Vester out top. Closely defended by Crawford. Gets past her into the paint. Kicks out to a teammate who knocks it down. That was number 14, Callie Cooper. Cooper gets her first points of the contest. 5 seconds remain. Scott shot off the glass. No good. Rebound put back by Roberts. Good at the buzzer. Final score from Monterey High School. The Lady Wildcats, 33. The Lady Bulldogs, 63. Clay County going to 2-5 on the year.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's time for the Eco Bills of Tennessee Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Coach Sims, kind of a back-and-forth affair early on. Monterey actually led by four at the end of the first period, and then Clay County, a huge run. They closed out the second on a 19-0 run, outscored the Lady Wildcats 24-4. Started making a few shots, and
well,
then just kind of went from there.
I think that was a big difference. First quarter, we missed everything that could be missed. Foul shots, layups, threes, you know. And Halen finally got a couple of threes to fall. Then girls inside finally started hitting some layups. And like I said, we blew it, pulled it out then pretty easy.
And then, you know, give Monterey credit. They fought back, played even with Clay County.
They did.
In that third quarter, it was still a 16-point game, 32-16 at the half. It was a 16-point game headed into the fourth quarter at 45-29.
Yeah.
So a scrappy Lady Wildcat team.
But, again, we came out the third quarter, didn't do a whole lot, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't score any there for the longest. Finally got a few points. But you know, I thought really, I mean, Monterey played hard, scrap, and all you say, but still. It was more what we didn't do than what they were doing, I thought, really.
Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of unforced errors, a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed shots around
shot,
the basket. We
shot,
talked about it.
Know.
And, you know, Coach, you've been at this, you were at it a long time and know the game as well as anybody. How do you fix that?
Well,
as far as missing those easy shots? Practice, I guess.
I used to have some little old drills that we did around the basket there, you know. Go for a minute and just put it in, go to the other side and put it in, you know. Do put you back to the basket and pick the ball up, go around. I mean, it's easy stuff, simple stuff. Some of people might walk in, so what are they doing? Well, I tell you what, that's where you win and lose ball games.
And those fundamentals,
that little stuff, that's one stuff I learned from Thomas Watts when I first started. You know, you don't have to be, you know, doing all this fancy stuff. You know, you get rebounds, you hit the easy shots, you make your foul shots, you get after it on defense. You'll win a lot of games, you know.
Yeah, you talked about the fundamentals there, but also probably a confidence level.
Right.
We talked about this team trying to learn each other. That could be part of it, too.
Yeah, that. And, you know, I think they got to learn, you know, what a good shot is. I think some of them, they don't know what a good shot is yet.
Right.
I thought at Livingston the other night, we didn't take five good shots the whole game. You know,
right.
We were driving in, trying to go one-on-three. I thought tonight the shot selection was a lot better, but now Livingston's a whole lot better than Monterey. It's a lot easier to get good shots tonight, you know. But
right.
We just got to develop as the year goes, you know. We'll keep getting a little better, you know, by February. Maybe we'll make some strides, you know, be better than we are now.
Big 30-point win here for Clay County. 63-33 was the final. For Monterey, they were led by Casey Flanagan with 10 points. Mackenzie Buster had 9. Jaylee Johnson had 6. Haley Trevethan with 2. Allie Novak, 2. Carly Cooper, 2. And Abby Tower had 2. For Clay County, just 1 in double figures. Ella East finishes with 16. We had 3 close to it. As Natalie Smith and Halen Garrison both had 9. And then Brooklyn Scott, 9 off the bench. Clea Crawford also with 3. Jenna Thompson had 2. Bailey Walden, 5. Claire Kendall, 2. And Lacey Wicks finishing with 4 points, Coach. So LAE's made that first three to kind of get things going there, Coach, and then kind of finish it off in the fourth quarter with several buckets to lead the way for this team with 16 points.
Yeah,
we kind of need that every night out of here.
We do. Like I say, she's one of the experienced players, and we got to have somebody we can count on to get us at least in double figures every night. It probably needs to be her.
No doubt. Again, 30-point victory for Clay County. They win here in Monterey, 63-33. Coach Sims, pleasure to have you back with us.
Okay, enjoyed it.
See you next week.
Okay.
This Lady Dog wrap-up's been brought to you by EcoPals of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPalsOfTN.com. EcoPals of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys contest coming up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Making Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update in front of this matchup between Clay County and Monterey. Talking about what's been going on out of the district in this week. Tuesday night, Clay County beat Livingston 71-69 in a game that saw Livingston fight back. Ended up a close one, so a good win over there against Hallgate for Clay County. Also on Tuesday night, Clark Range lost to Jackson County 39-68. On Thursday, Clark Range, well, the girls played Gospel Christian Academy. Never could find a boys' score. I don't know if Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs only played or what, but never could find nothing on the boys. Tuesday night, Gordonsville played Van Buren in girls' action. Once again, couldn't find a boys' score from that contest. Tuesday night, Pickett County lost to Stowe Memorial 57-82. On Thursday, Pickett County lost to Eagleville 46-56. And also Tuesday night, Red Bull and Springs lost to Watertown 28-42. Doug, one thing I see there, back-to-back losses for Coach Aminette and the Bobcats. Good competition, no doubt, Stone Memorial and Eagleville.
Oh, yeah, that's who we better teams in those areas. Early, that's what you say. They're going to play those tough schedules. This is kind of like Coach Edwards is doing. His schedule stuff.
Right.
But Stone, they'll be right in the thick of everything in their division. That Eagleville bunch is always good coming out of that area. So
no doubt. Two
quality teams.
Of course, the other one that I noticed there, Clark Range losing to Jackson. Jackson, I saw, they're undefeated still. And a matter of fact, tonight, 0-6 Red Bullen hosting 6-0 Jackson County. I doubt the Red Dogs can get a win in that one.
That's me. I mean, there'll be a lot of bad things happening on the Jackson County end, and I don't see that happening.
Other games tonight, 3-1 Clay County right here at 1-6 Monterey. 2-4 Clark Range is idle. 5-2 Pickett County hosting 0-6 Cumberland County. And tomorrow night, 3-1 Gordonsville, at least that's all I could see, 3-1. They've probably played more than that. They're hosting in-county rival 4-5 Smith County. So that one, no doubt, going to be an interesting contest there. Doug, let's go ahead and get us a quick full coverage final word. Last thoughts here brought to us by Ashon Strong Insurance before we announce these starting lineups. Not a whole lot to talk about in this one. Early in the season, Coach Edwards has been dominant over the years against Monterey, 41-8, his record in the last 25 years. What about this year's squad?
Well, I don't know a lot about Monterey. Their record's not great, but they'll be solid up here at home. And our bunch just continue getting kind of their legs under them from football. The last few games, they look really well. So that's the key, just keep improving, getting ready for after the first year when it actually starts counting in the district games, you know.
Right, I think definitely our success here tonight, a whole lot more about us than it has anything to do with them. You mentioned transitioning from football. It hadn't been long that this group's been on the hardwood, but already 3-1 and putting up some good numbers and looking really good.
Yeah.
How good can this team be as we get into the season?
The sky's the limit, actually. Coach Edwards going into the right now, if you'd have told him he had 3 wins, he'd have took it and been proud. Not that we ain't got talent, it's just sometimes it takes a little while to get their legs. But, you know, they've been playing well. Like I said, early had to sub to get them some breathers. Now they're just going. So it's pretty good, and the bench is playing well.
So far, so good. Hope it continues tonight. That's been the full coverage final word brought to us by Shaw and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and serve up the Bulldogs starting lineups brought to us by Gone Country Cafe. Head coach Rob Edwards, his 25th season overall, 541 wins to 219 losses, a 3-1 record this year. They do ride a 3-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. The Monterey Wildcats, their head coach William Putman, 1-6 this year, starting for them. Number 1, Garrett Wessels. 22, Vinny Walker. 3, Braden Reams. 24, Lakin Sparks. And 11, Grayson Phillips. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekend specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County going to control this opening tip, and it's going to be Nolan Adams, the talented junior, running things from his point guard position, works to the right, bounce pass inside to brother Nate, the senior, puts up the jumper, and it's good. Nate Adams is cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yeah, it's a good start. Run a little set to get a good easy shot, and Nate knocks it down.
Just opening up this year, averaging in the upper 20s already. Of course, this past Tuesday, he went down to Nashville for the Mr. Football Finalist Awards. Was a runner-up in that award, and then that night goes to Livingston Academy, scores 26 points, and leads his team to a win over there. He can do just about anything when it comes to high school sports.
Yeah, it's nothing like having a great athlete.
Monterey opening up with a miss right there. Lance Burchett with it coming back across. Lance, a senior, fine player on this squad, feeds his cousin Hayden Adams. Hayden misses the baseline jumper. Rebounded by Monterey. I had to learn these Wildcats as we go along. Took me about mid-third quarter before I learned the Lady Wildcats in the game prior. Brown with it, running the point. Gives off to Phillips. Phillips down to Wessels. Wessels out top. Who works back into the hands of Phillips at right wing. Phillips now going to drive. Kicks it over to Sparks. Sparks back in the corner to Wessels. His three-pointer no good. Kept alive by the Wildcats. Baseline jumper no good. Rebounded this time, Nolan Adams. Nolan with it. Full head of steam. Crosses the timeline all the way into the paint. Goes to the hoop. Misses the layup. What an athletic maneuver, though. Nolan Adams can get to the hoop with the best of them.
Yeah, that was a great take to the rim. Just got to finish it.
2-0 to score Monterey with this early lead. Actually, Clay County, the early lead with that Nate Adams jumper. 6-minute mark of the first. Phillips with it, puts on the brake, shot up. They call a foul on Nate Adams. I didn't see a lot of contact.
I thought he might have walked for that, and it wasn't much. I said it wasn't much there.
Sold well. My Grayson Phillips. Need to find that other sheet. Former head coach Adam West, again, providing us with classes for this boys team. So want to try to jot those in where I can. And the line shooting those free throws. Phillips, he knocks down the first. Phillips, a talented sophomore for the Wildcats. Reams, a junior. Knocks down both of those, tying up 2-2. Nate kicks to Lance. Lance hooks to Coach Edwards, the 25-year veteran, calling the play from the end of the bench. Co-leads, now to Nate. Nate right wing. Back to Lance. Lance three-pointer, no good. Rebounded inside by Hayden Adams. His putback no good. Had to do a double take on Hayden for a minute. I think he's had a haircut since Tuesday night.
He's been trimmed up a little there. That's me.
Thought for a minute that it was his younger brother, Reese, and Nate on the inbound.
Nice little inbound set there to get Nate open for that layup.
Good to have Reese Adams back on this squad. We'll see him in action in a little bit, I'm sure. Comes in subs for Hayden. Reese didn't play last year, and just a strong, physical young man. Of course, he set a new single-season tackle record in Bulldog football from his inside linebacker position. But as you all know, as Lance Burchett steals it and adds another, I have a hard time transitioning sometimes from football to basketball. I want to talk about what the guys accomplished there. As Lance Burchett added that layup, Thomas, he's another one, set a new single-season receiving record for Bulldog football, something that had stood for a long time. And he just blew it away to smithereens. Nolan Adams also joining him in surpassing White Mabry's old mark of 1,000 yards.
Yeah, just unbelievable season for Bulldog football. And looking for even more here on the hardwood, guys, of these same athletes. That's what you get from a small single-A school. And let me tell you, we've got some of the best there are.
No doubt. Phillips misses the layup. Lance Burchett pulls it down, feeds ahead to Nolan Adams. Nolan adds the layup on his end, 8-2. quick pace here, Doug.
Yeah, and that's what Clay County wants. And like I said, they're getting their legs in their mouth where they can play that pace they like.
Halfway through this first quarter, 6 points the lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. A foul call. Will they give it to Nate or Lance?
I believe that's going to be on Nate.
That's going to be two on Nate then.
Yeah, just a little too aggressive there. Got him with the body, Doug, trying to cut him off.
You can't spot the effort right there. You want that. You just got to, you know, just peel off the aggression just a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, off to a great start. 4 points already, but he's going to have to take a break for a while.
Coming in for him, Junior Warner Melton.
That's what we've seen lately out of this team. You know, Melton's had some good games. We've seen Cole Eats step up and play big for Clay County as the Wildcats knock one down.
Three-pointer knocked down by Tanner Brown. Brown, a freshman. Nolan Adams trying to return the favor. Goes to the free throw line to shoot. Pull out these Clay County figures provided by assistant coach Andrew Metis. Nolan at the free throw line shooting 64% so far this year, 9 of 14. An area that he is much improved on so far this year as opposed to last year.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit there last year, never to get his rhythm going. This year he seems to be picking that up a little better.
Yeah, at one time his three-point percentage was maybe even better than his free throw, and it certainly it wasn't an ability thing. I think it got his own head there at one point.
That's it. I think he just let it get to bother him a little in his mind.
He's certainly, as we said, doing much better from that spot this year. Wildcats with it. 3:15 left in this opening quarter. Clay County, a four-point lead, 9-5. Three-pointer taken again by the freshman. No good. Rebound, put back, no good. Trying to clean it up for a third time is Monterey. They cannot do it. Going to have a fourth look at it. Three-pointer from the corner is good. Tanner Brown knocks down his second of the quarter from distance. Draws Monterey within 1 point, 9-8, and Coach Edwards wants a timeout. 2:56 mark of the first. Clay County 9, Monterey 8.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's 9-8. Clay County leads Monterey here in this boys' game. About 3 minutes left here in the first inning.
That it is. Monterey behind the three-point shooting of Tanner Brown. He's drawn within one. Lance Burchett, 12-foot jumper, no good. Got his own rebound. Knocked back out there by Hayden Adams. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound this time by Wessels, the senior from Monterey. He tries to go coast-to-coast, dishes off to Brown. Brown can't handle it. Gathered in, though, by Vinny Walker. Walker going to get it to Phillips, and we'll reset.
We've had a few reports of some pretty bad static on Facebook, Daniel. We've been fortunate to even get out here in this gym. Not much service. That's probably what the problem is.
Yeah, a lot of times we do struggle with audio quality when the service is poor. We're going to chalk it up to that for the moment. May try something else in a few minutes. Nolan Adams to the hoop. Defensive foul called against Monterey. Nolan will go to the line to shoot two. Brown called for the foul.
That's a good thing we're seeing out of Nolan, too. He's getting aggressive to the rim again.
Yeah.
You know, early few games he didn't do that. Now he's starting to attack it a little more.
First free throw, little off the mark. Another one coming.
Yeah, we're going to see this team improve also. You know, it hadn't been that long since we were talking about football earlier. You know, they played in the state quarterfinals Friday and then started basketball the next, Doug, and they're already settling in pretty good.
Yeah, and like I said, if you told Coach Edwards at this point to hit out the record yet, he'd take it because he thought it'd take a while for him to get adjusted, but they've adjusted a little quicker, and that's a good thing.
Clay County sitting at 3-1 on the year. Wins over Macon County, East Robertson, and Livingston. The lone loss coming to Jackson County in the opening contest of the year on Black Friday down in Gainesboro. Shot in and out, no good by Wessels. Rebounded by Clay County. Cole Eads going to press the issue into the front court all the way to the hoop. Loses the handle, taken away by Wessels. Minute 25 left in this opening quarter. Monterey looking, playing slow here, looking for a good shot. 10-8 to score. Clay up by two. Brown with it on the baseline, defending by Burchett. Gives back to Wessels. Wessels defending by Nolan. Now Phillips defending by Cole out top. Clay County playing man here, and a timeout taken by head coach William Putman. 50.4 seconds left in this first quarter. Clay County up by two, 10-8.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Dogs lead the Cats 10-8, Daniel. Been a tight one so far.
It has been. It has been. Of course, Monterey a 1-5 record, but several near misses for this Wildcat squad. I mean, we're talking about a loss to Wartburg, 56-41, 5 points the difference. A loss to Trousdale County, 44-39, once again, 5 points the difference. 2-point loss to another school. 3-point loss to at Scott County. So you're talking about a team that could easily be 5-1 instead of 1-5.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, look at their record. They've been competitive. And that's what you look at is how they're playing. They're playing good enough they could have been winning. So
right.
It's going to be a good stiff test for us.
Of course, Monterey, a double-A program now. First meeting of these squads since 2021, when they were both members of District 6. Monterey looking to take a lead here as the first quarter draws to an end, 15 seconds and ticking. Phillips drives to the hoop. Shot up, no good. Rebound Hayden Adams. 5 seconds on the clock. Adams with it. Gets to Melton. Melton with a shot at the buzzer. No good. First quarter ends. Low scoring affair. Clay County 10, Monterey 8.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's 10-8 in favor of Clay County here at Monterey, headed in to the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams and Nolan Adams, both with 4 points apiece. Lance Burchett has 2 for Clay County's 10. Tanner Brown, a pair of 3s for 6 points to lead Monterey. Grayson Phillips also has 2, as Clay County does lead by 2. This dog scoring sermon has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are, Thomas. Clay, or Monterey with the basketball. Start the second quarter. Brown, 3-pointer, good. Tanner Brown knocks down his 3rd, and if I'm correct, that's Brown, and he is a freshman playing well here.
Want to locate him for sure. He's
hit
3.
Got a hot hand.
And they take the lead for the first time.
That they do, 11-10. Nate Adams back on the court playing with 2 fouls. Reese Adams also in the lineup. So we have Nate, Reese, Nolan, Cole Eads, and Lance Burgett. Monterey up by 1, 11-10. We We've had several reports and comments of dealing with static. We're not sure what to do other than to just plow on through. Having some connectivity issues here tonight. Always do it, Monterey. You think things will be clear up here on the plateau. Something about this gym, though, just makes it hard. Clay County is went into a lull here, Doug, offensively struggling for a bucket.
Yeah, they're not being able to get under drop.
And Monterey really getting behind their team over here. Wildcat Nation across the way erupts as Garrett Wessels gets the bucket and one going to the line here. Of course, no wonder that they would be so excited. Not only are they looking for a win this year, but as we mentioned, in the 25 years that Coach Edwards has led this Bulldog team, his record 41-8 against Monterey. Of course, Monterey really good there several years ago when we were in District 6. They were district and region champions one year, beating us multiple times that season. Adam West, the head coach those years, and just a really strong program during that stretch of time that he was up here.
Yeah, and if you look at that record, and I know it's stressed out, there's some pretty nice games in there, even though we were winning them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Monterey going to the state tournament, Clay County at the same time, I think, one year.
Yeah.
During that time, some really good battles back then.
Reese Adams adding the bucket from left block. Longest winning streak that Coach Edwards has is 25 games from 2002 through 2013 in this series. But Monterey looking for a big win here tonight. They lead 13-12. Another triple taken and missed this time. Rebound Lance Burchett. Burchett has it taken back away, though. Taken away. I don't have a two on the roster from the
book. In and out.
I believe two is J.P. Miller. Yeah, number two is J.P. Miller, another freshman.
Hey, just a nice play there, but the Adams is, Reese gave that up. Thought he should have laid it up, but he got a layup out of it with a pass. Nice job transition.
Yeah, and then Cole Eads going up strong and putting it in and taking the harm, Daniel.
Well, that's a plus to having a Reese and a Hayden, too, football kids. They run the floor real well. If your bigs run the floor, you usually get good stuff out of that.
Absolutely. 6 minute mark here of the second. Clay back in front, 15-13. Saw an interesting comment on Facebook. We don't see them all, but listener Hannah Bowles saying that she went through the traditional audio format to try to catch it, and it was clear as could be on the Mixler app through the Delta Horizon website. And often that's the case, as we've said, when we have issues with broadband and how much connectivity we have.
Yeah, you can go to the Del Hollow Horizon website, delhollowhorizon.com. You can actually do both. You've got two devices. You can listen and then also watch.
Monterey back with it, trying to cut into this two-point Clay County lead. Wildcats playing tough here at home. Early second quarter, 5:35 mark. Phillips with it, defended by Melton. Phillips to the hole, knocked away by Nolan Adams. Going to be hard-pressed to find a team, Doug, and I'm sure they're out there. We've only had a small sample size so far of our opponents. We're going to be hard-pressed to find a team that is much more athletic than this Clay County squad is.
That's a fact. And when he subs, he stays athletic.
Yeah.
And most teams don't do that.
We saw Waylon Cherry in there a few minutes ago as a reserve. Waylon, as far as running and jumping ability, just as sound as anybody on the floor. It's a deep bench for Coach Edwards here.
A great play by Reese Adams on the defensive end to start the break.
Lance Burchett with the bucket from right block. A nice move there. Got up in the air. Actually took some contact and then finished through it to give Clay County a four-point lead, 17-13. Takeaway nearly by Nolan Adams. Nolan wanted over in back call, but he's the one that knocked it into the backcourt, I believe. 4:44 mark of the second. Four-point lead for Clay County, 17-13. Phillips to the hole, scores. A good athletic move by him. Nolan Adams now quickly across the timeline, sets up at the right wing, kicks back to Lance. Lance with it. Cole Eads calling for the ball. Lance going to fire the three instead. Yeah! Lance Burchett making it fall right there.
And that's always been really impressive with Lance from the get-go, day one. He's been shooting that shot very well, and that's odd coming right out of another sport to it, and he's already in a rhythm.
just speaks to the to that athleticism of these guys. Coach Edwards with, you know, Lance shooting 33% from three on the year, and likely that's going to improve. He's 8 of 24. Coleed shooting 7 of 18. That's 39% from behind the arc. He had a great game in Livingston the other night shooting the three ball.
Yeah, I think he went over the 18 over there or something.
Yeah. And, again, it's freshman Brown inside. Fortunately, he misses the shot, rebounded by Clay. Now Melton going to step back. He's going to fire the three and knocks it down.
That has been a bright spot for us, too. Warner's played really, really well.
Well, listen to his three-point numbers. 5 of 9, that's good enough for 56% from behind the arc. Clay County now starting to flex their muscle. Three-pointer, Burkett, no good. Hustling for the rebound was Reese Adams. Couldn't get to it. Phillips beats him there. 8 points the lead now, 23-15. And that feels like a lot after we saw a 1 to 2 point difference there through much of the contest. Take away Lance Burkett. Watch him go. To the hoop, shot up. Good. And he's fouled.
And that's one thing I've noticed with Lance this year, where he's improved, getting that contact and finishing. You know, last year he get a little contact and didn't finish as well. This year he's finishing very well. And he's going to the line shooting for double figures already, guys.
You know, Lance, kind of sick a lot during last year. Just struggled with some different stuff and was kind of under the weather for a long stretch of time. Fully healthy this year, and I think that speaks to what you're talking about. 3:02 mark in timeout taken. Deep in the second quarter, Clay County's built an 11-point lead, 26-15.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County was on a 9-0 run, but Monterey stops it, Daniel.
J.P. Miller, the freshman, adds the bucket. Cole Eads firing a three. He'll be fouled. Eads going to go to the line to shoot three free throws here. We talked about Eads' three-point percentage from free throw. Only 44%, so 39% from three, but 44% from free throw.
Yeah, and those numbers are going to improve, too, for this team. We saw them in that Livingston game make some pressure-packed free throws down the stretch to seal that victory. And Eads was one of them. Melton made a few. And, of course, the Adams. But that was big, I thought, for this team.
Well, free throws is legs.
Yeah.
Right. Now they don't have basketball legs. They're still with their football legs. So that's going to get better, like I said, as it goes on, when they get their legs under them and get ready to go.
Eads hits 2 of 3, missed the first, hit the next two. 12 points the lead for Clay County, 29-17, 2:36 and ticking, second quarter. On the floor, Nolan Adams, Lance Burchett, Cole Eads, Warner Melton, and Reese Adams. Monterey looking to stop this run. As Thomas said, J.P. Miller officiated a few moments ago, but they'd like to have more here. They don't get it, though. Three-pointer no good from Wessels, rebounded by Eads. Eads with it across the timeline, down the lane, goes to the hoop. And now he's going to go to the free throw line. So another wrinkle that we've seen developing over the last couple of games from Cole Eads, driving to the hoop.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a plus this team. We got a lot of good ball handlers that can get it past people, so they're going to have to get to the rim with it.
I mean, we literally have four guys, and that could all be the leading scorer on any night. And I'll say five to include Warner Mountain with that group. You know, a lot of teams can't say that. But Nate, Nolan, Cole, Lance, Warner, all of them could end up in the leading scorer.
Yeah, and when you sit down and prepare for that, if you're going to play them, how you prepare to guard it? You know, because they all score. They all can score the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, you would love to. I'm sure a lot of guys would love to throw some kind of junk defense Nate Adams' way, maybe a box and one or something like that. But, you know, how can you lay off anybody else? You just can't do it.
And that's, I think that's what's made us so good this year early, that they're all doing their part and you got to guard them.
31-17 to score, 14 points to lead for Clay County. We had seen Waylon Cherry out there for a few moments. He goes back to the bench. Waylon, a junior. Minute 50 and ticking, second quarter, 31-17. Monterey looking for points here. Brown with it, gives off to Miller. Now back in the hands of Wessels. Now Brown, who fires the three, no good. Coley's rebound. So Monterey right now trying to live and die off of the three-pointer, and they're not falling for him during the last couple minutes of game time. Reese Adams, a nice job keeping the ball alive. Nolan firing the three, no good. Reese Adams again, the rebound, and they say went over the back.
May have showed him a little for that. Really may have had his hand in his back a little bit.
And now that is one thing we've seen improve so far in this game, the foul count. So far, the first four contests of the year for Clay County, really high in foul count. And that's okay. I know Coach Edwards likes the physicality aspect of it. Maybe not the mental error of sometimes what he might call a sloppy foul.
Yeah, that's the big. You know, you're going to have some fouls. Just don't get the sloppy, silly foul.
Minute 10 left in the second. Monterey looking for a bucket. Phillips out top, defended by Lance Burgess. Dumps off to Miller. Now back to Sparks. Now back to Phillips, who drives baseline, turned away by Burgess. Now we see Reams, who drives. And again, Monterey resets. 45 seconds left in the half. Dogs up by 14, 31-17. Ticking down to 30 seconds here. Monterey content to play for the last shot, it seems. Trailing by 14. 20 seconds in the half. Nolan Adams close to defending. Nolan about as good as anybody on the squad at that. We've seen those great defenders, Eli Smith, the Heath Kimeses, the Gunner Silks over the years. Nolan right there with them. Jimmy Burchett also really good at that during his time. And we've just had some outstanding defenders out on the perimeter as far as trying to stay in close coordination to somebody there. And Nolan can do it with the best of them.
Yeah, and that's another place having an athlete. You know, athletes figure that stuff out.
3.9 seconds on the clock, and we're going to inbound in a foul called, offensive foul called against Monterey. And now a technical foul called against Wessels. So we've got double fouls on Monterey, an offensive foul called against them as they were vying for position. And on the inbound, now a technical foul called against senior Garrett Wessels. Now that is something else that Clay County can do. They can get under your skin pretty good. And that's what we just saw happen there with the Wildcats. I think I called all that correctly, guys. What do y'all think?
It looked like we had a double technical, is what it looks like. It looked like we probably got Reese right there, too, but I'm not sure.
So official Dykus now stepping over to explain to Coach Edwards. Another official addressing the official score over at the table. 3.9 seconds left here in this half, Thomas.
There's a lot of happening right there, so it's going to take this season to put it out. We may have had three technicals right there. The one kid may have picked up two. So if he did, he'll be ejected. We definitely had a double to start with Reese and the one kid. But we had a personal foul on the kid, too.
Well, yeah, because Wessels was coming away from Warner Mountain at the end there whenever I think he picked up a technical or a personal, depending on how it was done.
They haven't addressed the bench yet to call them, I don't think.
No, that's coming in a minute, maybe.
Or the scorer's table, anyway, I mean.
And, hey, credit these officials. You know, sometimes I lose a little self-control and complain about them, but I appreciate them doing their job.
So he's got two.
Wessels is gone.
That's what I thought with that discussion he had. He had the initial double technical. Well, he had the personal foul first, then the double technical, and then as he was walking away, he picked up a second right there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it wasn't much of a scuffle, really. I mean, it was more of a hand raising, you know, both teams doing a pretty good job not really engaging, Daniel.
So, with all that going on, I'll let this offset and go back to point interruption, and Monterey's going to have the ball.
Here we go.
So,
3.9 seconds on the inbound. Phillips with it. 1 second. Not going to get a shot off. Buzzer Sam. A botched ending to the first half by Monterey. And I think that's the end of the first half. Yeah, Monterey heading to the locker room. So 31-17 to score here after the first two quarters from Monterey. And we do see Coach Dacus holding the team back, letting Monterey clear. I think that's all we're seeing here. We're going to go ahead and go to break into the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's time now for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. The Dogs lead the Wildcats of Monterey 31-17 here at the break, and they also led by two, 10-8 at the end of the first quarter, where Nate Adams came out hot and scored the first 4 points before going to the bench with it, picked up an early two fouls, and we haven't seen him much since then for Clay County, but they did lead by two, 10-8 at the end of the first quarter. And then they outscored Monterey 21-9 in the second quarter as Lance Burchett heated up from three. He had 8 of his 10 in the second quarter. Cole Eads scored all 8 of his points in that second quarter, a 9-0 run in the midst there. They put Clay County up by 11, and they closed out the second quarter to take this 14-point lead at 31-17 for Monterey, being led by Tanner Brown. He knocked down 3 threes in the first half for 9 points. J.P. Miller has 2, Grayson Phillips with 4 points, and Garrett Wessels with 2, who just had to leave the game. He was ejected right before the end of the first half for Monterey. Nate Adams with those 4 points. Lance Burchett, of course, leading the way with 10. Cole Eads has 8. Nolan Adams, 4. Warner Melton, a big three-pointer. Reese Adams, 2 for the Dogs, who lead Monterey 31-17 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us. Stay with us for more here from Monterey.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Public Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 2:15 left here at the break. Clay County, a 14-point lead, 31-17 over Monterey. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham. Who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I'm going to record that sometime, and I'll just start hitting play on it. Over the years, here's the trivia challenge question. Over the years, there have been 5 different lady dogs who have recorded 9 assists in a game against Monterey. Name 3 of them. This shouldn't be too hard for our diehard listeners. I know them pretty well, Thomas. They'll get to this quickly. Over the years, here's the question again. Over the years, there have been five different lady dogs who have recorded 9 assists in a game against Monterey. Name 3 of the 5. If you think you want to take a guess at that, send in your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We are sitting on one bar of AT&T service here in this gym, so I'm assuming we can get messages on the hotline. We'll see.
We're hoping so. You have to think they're going to go for a lot of famous point guards in this one, Daniel.
Oh, I would think so. I would think so.
You know, Coach Sims and this lady of the Bulldog program has always had some good ones.
Oh, yeah. Just we won't go to naming them because we'll be naming some of those right now.
Yeah.
But and we talked about that with him earlier, Doug, during the girls' contest, just the defensive pressure some of our great guards over the years have been able to generate in Lady Dog basketball. And certainly that translates to the offensive side as well with assists and scoring.
And, you know, to have 5 players over that span of time, that's pretty impressive, too.
Yeah.
You know, but now we've had some great point guards during that time, too. So that'll be interesting to see how quick they can get that.
Yeah. No guesses have come in yet, so we'll handle them as they do come, but we will call action as it goes down here. So we had that flurry of and strange situation to end the first half. Doug deciphered all of it accurately. To our knowledge there, we did see Garrett Wessels, who was thrown out of the contest due to having 2 technical fouls assessed against him. We think there were 2 Clay County technical fouls that offset that whole barrage of things. That's why we didn't see any free throw shot. Getting a couple different guesses coming in here on the hotline. We will deal with them on the first timeout take and stay on there and work through them. Lance Burgett, top of the key, 3-pointer to open the corner. Yes, sir.
That's a nice little set there. They've run that several times this year with success. Lance, that's like shooting a layup to him, seems like.
34-17 right now. Clay County has Monterey doubled up. We'll try to deal with a few of these guesses as they come in. One of them coming from Teresa Thompson. She says Tia Adams, Tammy Melton, and Melissa Webb. Some of those correct, but not all 3, not the right combination there. As Monterey scores a bucket.
Lincoln Sparks with 2.
Clay County back on the offensive on the court right now for Clay County. We see those original 5 starters of Lance Burgett, Cole Leeds, Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, and Nate Adams. Nate playing with 2 personals. Lance Burgett, left wing, gives to Nate. Nate fires a 3 in there. Nate's just, man, he's just smooth now.
Just another level, that kid. I mean, no matter what he's playing, he just excels.
37-19. And you mentioned it earlier, Doug, a lot of the run that Clay County had to build this lead came with Nate on the bench earlier. And that just helps us grow in all sorts of ways when he is sidelined in foul trouble, as he was at times at Livingston the other night. Helps everybody else step up, and everybody's up to that challenge. They approve that.
And most time, when you go to your bench, it ain't really you're looking just whole where you at, not really lose nothing, not gain nothing, but we've been gaining when we go to our bench. You know, we've been really progressing and adding to our leads and that kind of thing. And usually you don't get that. You're just kind of holding steady.
Sam Daniels guessing Melissa Webb, Sydney Roach, and Michelle Chambers, one of those is correct. Hannah Bowles guessing Melissa Webb, Amanda Kendall, and Megan Hamilton. 2 of those are correct. Hearing a lot of great guards named as we knew we would there. So keep guessing on those. There has been at least 1 correct in each of those that have been guessed so far from Teresa, Sam, and Hannah. Looking for 3 of the 5 Lady Dogs over the years who have had 9 assists against Monterey. If you think you want to take a guess at that Subway Trivia Challenge question, send in your responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. 6-minute mark of this third quarter, 37-20. Nate Adams using the screen from Hayden, fires the 3. No good. Rebounded by Monterey. Phillips with it. Crosses the timeline. Sets up at left wing. Now drives the lane. Gets to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound Hayden. Hayden gives over to Nate. Nate across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, sets up at the top of the key under pressure from Phillips, gives to Brother Nolan. His three, no good. Rebound Monterey. Reams now with it in the corner. Wants to drive baseline, denied access by Adams. Now back to Brown. So a pretty young squad out here for Monterey right now. Reams, another one of those Wildcats. He's a junior. So the only senior that we've seen in action much is Garrett Wessels, who has fouled out. Not fouled out, but been ejected. Yeah. So a young squad for Monterey overall. Monterey going to try to get on the inbound. Sam Daniels sending in the response of Melissa Webb, Amanda Kendall, and Deanna Donaldson. Great guesses. Two of those correct. Reams with it. Drives into the paint, working against Nate. Hooks the arm. Shoots the layup. No good. Rebound Cole Eads, and a foul call against Reams. Hannah Bowles coming in with Melissa Webb, Amanda Kendall, and Sydney Roach. Two of those correct.
And you thought it was going to be easy, Daniel.
Well, I did. And they're all over it with a lot of these names. Lance Burchett right down the lane. Does he get the bucket?
Strong move, yeah, we got it.
And one going to the line. Sam guessing Melissa Webb, Amanda Kendall, and Rachel Kopas. Rachel, a good modern-day guess, but incorrect on the three. Two of those are correct. Linda Strong also sending in a guess of Melissa Webb, Megan Hamilton, and Deanna Donaldson. One of those correct. We know we've had static tonight. We talked about that a couple times due to poor broadband connectivity up here, limited cellular service from Monterey. You just never know what you get into. We are not doing this thing in a studio where we can control everything. Sometimes it's just not as good as others. Apologize for that. Reams inside. His shot up. No good. Rebound Cole Eads. Halfway through this third quarter. Pass ahead to Nolan Adams. Knocked away by Monterey. Good hustle by the defender there. And that was Vinnie Walker hustling down the court.
That was a nice recovery and play right there. Knock that away.
Yeah, Clay County's got it out to 20, but the Wildcats aren't going away. This is up and down.
We have a correct answer on the hotline. Lance Burchett driving inside, making it look easy. And it comes from an old lady dog herself, a great one, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Melissa Denton Smith, sending in the correct answer. She said, the first one I saw to at least have the right trifecta, Melissa Webb, Amanda Kendall, Sonia Smith. She names off. The five that have had nine assists are Sonya Smith in 92, Melissa Webb in 94, Emily McLaren in 95, Amanda Kendall in 98, and Ashley Owens in 2009. Those are the five Lady Dogs who have had nine assists against Monterey. I knew somebody would come through with it, guys. Our listeners are very well-versed in their Lady Dog history. Outlet pass from Nate Adams all the way down to Cole Eads. Goes off of a Bulldog and out of bounds, they say. Doug, I didn't have a good view. Oh, they reversed the call.
Luke coming in, I thought that we got tipped with them. And Luke coming in and seen it and made the adjustment. It was close.
Congratulations to Melissa Smith. She'll be receiving a free certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. A lot of great other guards named our Deanna Donaldson, and we heard Sydney Roach and Megan Hamilton, and just a lot of great ones. Mackenzie Hamilton mentioned, and we've just had some great players over the years. Nate Adams, another of those great players on the boys' side. He is hammered hard by Brown. Nate going to go to the line. A technical foul. We're going to see double technicals. Nate Adams and young Tanner Brown both going to be called for the technical, guys.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, now Nate arguing this. He need not do that. That'll get him through out of this thing.
Listen, Nate Adams didn't do anything. Double hand jab down on Adams' shoulders there, and he was walking away.
Well,
I don't know why it's a double.
I really don't.
I
agree, but you, as a player, you still can't argue it with the official. And they didn't give him an extra one, so that's good.
Yeah.
You got to let Coach Edwards do the arguing on it.
I guess.
Just to protect yourself, you know what I mean?
To me, it wasn't a technical foul. It was an intentional foul.
Yeah. Right.
It was two hands. You know, it was an intentional foul is what it was. They're going to call it a double T,
which
I don't see what it is.
I'm like you, Thomas. And that's another tough one in the moment, you know. Immediately the jawing started between the two right after the hard foul. And I think that's what brought up the technicals. For the second time tonight, Doug, a lengthy discussion here.
Yeah, and I don't know about this one. Like I said, it didn't look like Nate done anything right there other than took the hard foul and was walking away. It's what it looked like to me.
We're going to see Nate at the line shooting. They may have waved these things off.
Well, no, your technicals are offset, and they'll shoot the free throws, and that puts back in play.
Okay. Well, let's reset this thing. We've got a 20-point ball game. Black, purple, and gold dogs up 42-22 over Monterey right now. And just a jippy contest at times here. Not throughout, but a couple times here, Thomas.
Well, this is Clay County Monterey, guys. You know, football, basketball, it doesn't matter what it is. Of course, I have to mention the Dogs put it on the Wildcats on the gridiron this year.
42-0.
Yeah, I have
42
to mention
to
that.
Nothing.
So, you know, just a friendly rivalry. Makes it fun.
Waylon Cherry and Reese Adams coming in. Nolan Adams and Hayden Adams checking out. So on the floor joining Reese and Waylon, we see Nate, who's at the line shooting. He's fixing to be subbed for by Warner Melton. Co-leads will stay out there with him. So Nate hits the free throw there. Did you get them both, Thomas?
He did.
Substitutes on both sides. So on the floor, co-leads, Warner Melton, Reese Adams, Waylon Cherry, and Lance Burchett. 3:25 mark of the third. 44-22. Right now, Clay County has Monterey doubled up. Wildcats looking for points. Take away. Warner Melton going to go to the hoop. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I still just can't say enough about Warner, how he's played these last few games right off the bench.
Yeah.
Just a good spark plug for the Bulldogs.
I agree. He and co-leads both have really elevated their game from sophomore to junior year, and they've really filled the void left by, you know, White Browning, Weston Birdwell, some of those seniors that left, Tyler Westmoreland. Those two have increased their play tremendously.
Well, in that Levis game there, actually, they cut it to two. Warner goes up and knocks down two free throws to stretch that back out and secure that win.
Sure did. You know, probably the biggest shots of his career at that point.
And that's pressure.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
Yeah, that was a hostile environment over there at Livingston Academy.
Well, Melton's got a stroke, guys,
yeah,
from behind the arc at the free throw line, wherever. He's kind of a pure shooter in a way.
No doubt. Three-pointer miss by Monterey. We're talking about Waylon Cherry. Waylon going to sit up at right wing, puts on the brakes, gives off to Lance. Lance going to pull the trigger. Fires a little short. Ball goes out of bounds. Monterey taking back over. 2:44 mark of this third quarter.
You guys, you look at this group he's got out there. We still got athletes out there. He subbed athletes for athletes. That's pretty nice.
Well, and that's what we talked about earlier. Even our five position, the Adams brothers of Reese and Hayden, not the traditional centers, athletic centers, real strong physical centers. And this Clay County team, you said it earlier in the full coverage final word, sky's the limit. And here in single-A basketball, they could really, really make some noise. Of course, Monterey, a double-A team now. Wildcats firing a three, top of the key, no good. Shot taken by John Monday there. Monday, another one of the few seniors on the squad.
There's that stroke.
Warner Melton knocking it down. Making it look easy like a free throw.
He's got that confidence. You know, he's just built confidence, and he don't care to turn that thing loose. That's pretty nice.
Monday firing the three. He's got confidence as well and knocks it down. John Monday, the senior, 47-25, still a 22-point lead for Clay County. Lance Burchett with it. being defended by Phillips. Colley's firing the three. No good. Rebounded by Reese Adams. Power dribble. Going to be fouled on the floor. Monday was out of position.
And there's just a great job of Warner again, just keeping that alive where we get it back.
So no quality, you know, essentially no quality of play drop-off. We're sitting with three starters on the bench, that being Nate Nolan and Hayden Adams. And so we're going eight deep with no drop-off.
None at all.
It's different, you know, a little different style depending on what lineup we have on the floor, but quality throughout. Reese Adams hits the first of his two free throws.
You know, and those guys all bring something a little different, too, which makes it hard to prepare for. You know, you start looking at the team, who are you going to prepare for? They all can do it.
Reese good on both of those free throws. Nice job by him there on that trip to the free throw line. He was one of two coming into tonight's contest on the season. Monterey looking to hang on to this near 20-point deficit. Not going to get any worse, and they travel. Up next for this Bulldog squad, we'll be seeing Monday night action against Jellicoe in Joe Sims Gym. Now, that girls' game is going to tip at 5 o'clock Central. Of course, Jellicoe traveling from Eastern Time Zone in East Tennessee, wanting to start things a little earlier on a school night for them. Going to be a long trip home.
Yeah, that's a tough trip. You don't even make it out of Jellicoe.
Cole Eads, I believe, adding the points there. Under 1 minute to play in this third quarter. 51-25. 26-point lead for the Mighty Dogs. Making a 23-point lead. Second triple of the quarter for senior John Monday.
And that's a good-looking stroke from the big guy.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking stroke.
Lance Burchett with it. Gives to Eads. Cole now. Shakes and bakes. Goes to the hoop. Jumper's up. Good. 20 seconds in the quarter.
We'll make a little adjustment here now. He's had to reach to come get him, so.
Yeah, you can only give so many once he starts hitting them. Now Monday grabs baseline, jump stop, good. Monday taking over here for Monterey. Fortunately, though, Clay County's still a 23-point lead, 53-30. Lance Burchett fires a three at the buzzer, no good. After three quarters of play here at Monterey High School, it's the Bulldogs 53, the Wildcats 30.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball. Members ended by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. The Dogs lead the Wildcats 53-30 headed into the final and fourth quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Lance Burchett leading the way for Clay County with 18. Cole Eads, a cool dozen. He's got 12. Nate Adams up to 9. Nolan Adams has 4. Reese Adams 4. And Warner Melton 7 for the Dogs. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community for home builders and DIYers who they can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Monday at the line to shoot free throws here. Fourth and final quarter here from Monterey High School. Don't know if they have Troy Faust Memorial Gym. Just now seeing that. Wish I'd noticed it earlier. Nice facility here. Of course, they built it, I don't know, a handful of years ago now. And I was glad. I was glad they were able to maintain their high school here at Monterey. I really thought that they would come to the foot of Monterey Mountain over on Highway 70 there. purchase some land and, you know, build Cookeville North or something like that, or south, or whichever direction it would be. I guess south. But glad that they were able to keep this school in this community up here and not have another big old high school in Putnam County.
You know, Robs went deep in his post play. He's got the Copeland boy in.
Sophomore Jake Copeland, promising young player. Nice to see him in with this lineup here. He's joined by Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams, Waylon Cherry, and Cole Eads. Copeland going to be called for the foul. Just a little late trying to cut off Monday, I guess.
Yeah, and that's an adjustment. Of course, playing time's going to help with that. Adjustment, you know, get the speed of the game, that young kid, got to figure it out, and he will. Jake's a nice, solid player.
Kind of had his hands on him, too. If you keep those hands in, maybe you don't get that call.
Yeah, does a good job there. Defending Monday. Monday missed the shot. Monday did get the rebound, though. Kicks it back outside, now gets it back in the corner. 22 points the difference, 53-31. Hayden Adams comes back to the scorer's table to check in. Monday finds the three, switches sides, misses from the left, rebound Phillips. Phillips baseline jumper, short, rebound Cole Eads. Cole going to give it off to Lance. Lance across the timeline, sets up top of the key. Gives back to Cole. Cole wanting to drive. Shot from left block, good. And they say, and one, going to the line. Cole's starting to get really aggressive. We saw it first over at Livingston and have seen it throughout tonight's contest, though.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes they just step back and they're just attacking. You like to see those young guys taking that into their own hands right there.
Mm-hmm. He's at the line trying to complete the three-point play. He does so. 56-31 now. Phillips with it. Tries to kick the Reams in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Lance Burchett. That's Grayson Phillips, the sophomore. We do have another Phillips on the squad for Monterey. Xavier Phillips, who's a freshman. Primarily, when I've said that tonight, it's been the sophomore Grayson.
You know, Monterey, that's a nice group of young boys he's got right there. I mean, that's going to be a team's going to be pretty nice down the road.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we mentioned Tanner Brown early as the primary scorer during the first half, and he's a freshman. Lance Virgin now going to the hole. But, looking at it across the roster, I see six freshmen and sophomores from Monterey, just like Clay County has, six on the squad in the lower two classes. And then only five upperclassmen for Monterey. And I haven't seen Colin Fowler tonight. I did not see him in the playbook. He was on a roster that was provided to us, but either he's not on the team anymore or just not available. Burchett hits the second and the first. Makes it 58-31, 27 points the lead. So, you know, kind of a close first quarter, but after that, Clay County all the way.
Yeah, I kind of flexed your muscle a little there and took care of business.
Had that run and never looked back. And then that's the thing that I've seen with this group. When we see those tense moments like we had two different times tonight, I don't know what we don't sometimes get on runs and play better coming off those moments. Yeah. I talked about during the football season the personality of that team kind of when emotions was riding high, they played really well. And sometimes when emotions was flatter and things just in the atmosphere, they didn't have that natural fuel that you might have. So they do feed off of that atmosphere and that crowd. So in those big moments, I think they play really well. Juju Villa firing a three from right corner, no good. Rebounded by Hayden Adams. On the floor joining Villa and Adams are Cole Eads, who has it in the paint. His shot up, no good. Also out there, a pair of juniors, Nolan Adams and Waylon Cherry. We have not seen Nate in the contest since the hard foul he received from Brown there in the double technical.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad thing there. Just to keep it, because it'd probably stay cheapy with him on the floor. So
And that's what's impressive about what Clay County's done here tonight, really. Their leading scorer, he's averaging north of 20 points. You know, really hadn't been in the ballgame very much, guys, and they're still putting it on the Wildcats here, 58-33 late. So this kind of shows you how deep and strong this team is.
They're averaging 21.3 through the first four games. And so if that's the transition numbers from football to basketball, what's it going to be middle of February?
He played a football game Friday night, might have been in the gym two or three days and dropped 33 the next Friday night.
He sure
so,
did.
You know, that's it's just, it doesn't matter what it is, basketball, football. We've said it over and over.
Jujubilla again swings it to Eads. Cole now with the right wing. Foul away from the ball. Offensive foul. Moving screen. I guess they got Nolan with that.
Yeah. Nolan.
And that's another thing. You know, 25-point ball game here, and there's no letdown from this Clay County team either. We talked about Monterey still scrapping. Well, of course, but you know, you don't see a cruise control, really, out of a Rob Evers team, do you, Doug?
See what now? That's what I was watching.
Just saying, Clay County never puts it on cruise control. Whether they're up by 30 or down by 30, they're going to fight.
You've
got to play hard.
They're going to stay after you, and that's what you want as a coach. You don't want them to. You want them to get the job done and then come out of the game.
Yeah.
Don't slack. And this bunch don't do that. They stay aggressive the whole time.
4:47 left in this one. Lance Burchett coming in. Nolan Adams going out.
Did Nolan foul out? I'm thinking he did right there. I think they say it's five fouls.
That'd be about right. We typically average one or two foul outs a game. Some nights we've had four players to foul out here early in the season.
I've always said you got five. Why don't I use them?
Jake Copeland, nice rebound in the paint. Gets off to Lance. Lance now being handed by Grayson Phillips. Phillips gives up on it. Lance comes across the timeline. Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Juju with it. Swings to Cole. Cole trying to feed Jake inside and gives to Waylon instead. Waylon on the drive. Gets to the block. Loses the handle. They say he travels. So the rest of the month for Clay County looks kind of like this. We'll be at home on Monday against Jellicoe, then on Tuesday against Livingston. Then a couple days break, we'll host South Pittsburgh on Saturday, December 21st. That's a 1 o'clock girls tip-off that day. And then we'll have our little Christmas break and then return to action at Harriman for Christmas Classic action. We'll play Cosby and Meigs County on Friday and Saturday, December 27th and 28th. And then kind of return to normal after that in January at East Drop.
And those five games for the boys, they're tough games. Jellicoe averages about 80 a game, you know. Of course, Livingston we just seen. South Pitt's going to be good. That's the team that Gordonsville knocked off to go to the state last year.
Right.
And then when they go to Harriman, that Cosby bunch is a mainstay at the state tournament.
They are.
And then Meigs in AA, solid. So the next five games for the boys, they're going to be nice ones. So.
Hey, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt. That's what the first half of the season is for. And, you know, fine-tuned for district play.
Jake Copeland inside. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Isaiah Burnett, who's checked into the contest. On the floor right now, we see sophomore Julian Villa, freshman Caden Copeland, sophomore Jake Copeland, junior Waylon Cherry, and freshman Isaiah Burnett.
Nice group of young guys here for Clay County.
Well, you know, we made the comment earlier that you'd be hard-pressed to find as athletic a group as Clay County. Well, we may find it in that stretch of five games, and that's kind of the point, right, like you guys were talking about.
That's what you prepare for. You want to, when it gets January 1, conference play, you want to be ready, and those games get you ready.
That's right. When you go to Birdstown and meet the Bobcats, you want that to seem like a walk in the park after the early season schedule you've had. Isaiah Burnett feeds Jake Copeland inside. Offensive foul against Clay County. Moving screen. Jake Copeland with the hook.
Right there in the post.
Fletcher, freshman Fletcher Strong, going to check in for junior Waylon Cherry. 2:50 mark of this fourth quarter. 58-35 the score, 23 points the difference. Three-pointer taken by Phillips. Actually, not Phillips. That was Miller. J.P. Miller. No good on the shot.
Federal throw block right there.
Well, I missed it. That's good. Like Thomas said, you got five fouls, so.
First thing you do when you come to the game, get a foul. That way you're in the book. So, Fletcher's in the book. But, yeah, he give a little extra on the screen, a little shoulder block.
Ramsey Hayes checking in. A transfer from Livingston. Of course, his older brother, Dylan Hayes, a teacher and a football coach at Clay County High School. Ramsey has been a nice addition, a good post player for this freshman group. Strong defending there against the younger Phillips. Now Reams, who drives inside, defended by Villa. His shot no good. Foul on the floor. Clock stops with the whistle, 2:13 mark of the fourth. So on the floor for Clay County, Fletcher Strong, Caden Copeland, Ramsey Hayes, Isaiah Burnett, and Julian Villa. Junior, Braden Reams at the line, shooting two. I believe he may be the son of an old opponent of mine from years ago, Bubba Reams.
I'd say there's some connection there.
Bubba, a good athlete from Monterey. I think he was a class of 2000 graduate like myself. Reams good on the free throw. Makes it 58-37. Now a foul called against Reams as he was guarding against Villa. Villa, a sophomore. We've not got to see him a lot in his career, but a good ball handler. Definitely going to be the next point guard as these older kids move out for this group. He's a good ball handler out there. Stays calm under pressure. Copeland on the inside. Shot up no good. Ramsey Hayes the rebound. Kicks it back out to Villa. Villa right wing, drives inside, dishes off to Copeland. Copeland to the hoop, shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. Foul called against Copeland. Threw the body into the Wildcat, they say.
They could just want to put Monterey at the line.
Perhaps. Believe for Monterey, that's Justin Curtis, a freshman. First free throw's away and good. Copeland checking in. Strong checking out. Minute 53 left. Second free throw good. Villa with it. Pushes ahead to Copeland. Copeland left wing. Inside to Copeland. Power dribble. Spinning jumper good. Nice little turnaround fadeaway.
Yeah, he's pretty nice. He's got some nice moves in the post.
He does. Never going to be the tallest, but, you know, I kind of compared him perhaps to somebody like a Gavin Seal. Gavin never was the tallest, but so good with the ball and knew exactly how to attack the hoop.
Yeah, and he can move you with his body good, and Jake can do that.
Copeland missing from left block on this one. Loose ball. Copeland fighting for it. Some of these freshmen, good hustlers, Isaiah Burnett and Caden Copeland, amongst the best hustlers that you'll see. 60-39. Clay County up. Phillips with it, right wing, under a minute to play, gives off to Miller, who gives to Reams. Reams working against Burnett. Burnett cuts him off at the baseline. Three-pointer taken, no good. Kept alive by Sparks. Sparks fires the three. No good. Now Reams tries his luck. Once again, Sparks with it. Loses the ball. Copeland picks it up. He's going to dribble out of there. 30 seconds left in the contest. Copeland dishes over to Burnett. Ball goes out of bounds. Wildcats now take back over. Strong checking in. Burnett checking out. A flurry of activity out of the younger group. Not a ton of scoring, but a lot of hustle. Three-pointer taken by Monterey. No good. Villa the rebound. 20 seconds in the contest remain. Juju pushes ahead. Strong with it in the corner. Back to Villa. Villa the jumper from the right elbow. Good. So both of the sophomores, Jake Copeland and Juju Villa, getting in the scorebook here with points in the fourth quarter. Time going to expire with this desperation three that hits harmlessly off the backboard. This one goes final. Clay County 62, Monterey 39. Dogs improved to 4-1 on the year. Wildcats fall to 1-7. Stay with us for our postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live from Monterey, Farm Bureau postgame show coming your way. Clay County's ladies 2-5 now after winning tonight. The boys moving to 4-1 after their big win right here against Monterey Wildcats. We're going to do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, guys.
Kind of back and forth. Very similar to the girls' game, really. Good first quarter between these two teams. Clay County led 10-8. Then they put the foot on the gas there in the second quarter. Outscored Monterey 21-9, Doug, sparked by Lance Burchett. Three-pointer in there. Melton had one also, a 9-0 run in the midst of that. Gained control, led by 14, and then expanded on it in the second half. So, you know, against a pretty athletic Monterey team, Clay County cruising without Nate Adams being the focal point of the offense.
Yeah, and that's the plus of this team. You know, they can kind of look like they're going through the mud, and all of a sudden they put their foot down and they go, and four or five can score double figures for you. That's a pretty nice team to have.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, led by 14 at the break, extended it to 20-plus there in the third quarter. With great shooting coming from a multitude of guys, we just got two in double figures, but others with 9-7. Just pretty good output from the entire team, Doug.
Yeah, good balance. And that, you know, as a coach, if you get that balance, that makes it pretty easy to figure out what you're doing. And this team, they just play well together because they grew up here. This group's been together since they're old enough to play sports. So that shows, too, and that's just a credit to them. You know,
that may be their biggest strength, and that's something I hadn't paid a lot of attention to. I just take it for granted, but they do. Their chemistry is better than any I've seen.
Yeah, and they've already got it.
Well, they're all family.
just a few games in,
yeah.
You know. So, I don't know. To me, this is a – you know, virtually the same team we had last year in a way.
Yeah.
We're not seeing some of those things they did last year, I think. They're closing out games, not necessarily this one. The other night at Livingston, they closed it out when they needed to in a tight situation. Tonight, they took care of business, didn't let Monterey hang around. And you need to be able to do both.
And, you know, they're now actually going back to Livingston. You know, Warner Melton off the bench steps up two huge free throws to stretch the lead to get it back into control for us.
Yeah.
So it's just different guys every night. But, again, we got 5-6 guys that can be that guy each night.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, Clay County cruises to a 62-39 victory as just about everybody, like the girls' game, got in this one, Daniel.
Yeah, sure did. Cleared the bench.
So, scoring from Monterey, Jordan Monday, I think that's his first name.
Yeah.
Scored 9 points for the Wildcats. Braden Reams ended up with 2. Garrett Wessels had 2. Lakin Sparks ended up with 2. Grayson Phillips, 6. Justin Curtis, 4. J.P. Miller, 2. Tanner Brown leading the way. Had those 3 big three-pointers in the first half to keep Monterey within striking distance. He had a cool dozen 12 points for Monterey. For Clay County, Juju Villa, Jake Copeland with a bucket apiece. Reese Adams, 4 points tonight. Warner Melton, just 7 points. We saw his big shots at big times. Nolan Adams ended up with 4. Nate Adams got 9. And then Cole Leeds, 15-point night for him. Lance Burchett leading the way with 20 for the Dogs. So that's what you want to see, Doug.
Yeah, I said, again, good balance. You look at it and you got 5-6 guys in that double-figure range. That's pretty solid every night. And you'll take that every night.
No doubt. Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie State Bog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play one last post-game promo. Come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live for their final time tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this this first broadcast of Bulldog Basketball. Appreciate you tuning in. We're not hardly done yet, though, because we're going to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. As always, we'll go ahead and get started off with the girls, with junior point guard Ella Eads, and talked about it during the contest in large part. Just the most experienced player, pound for pound, on this squad. And Thomas talked about how, as she went, this team would often go. Well, she had a big night tonight, and the first of many that she's going to have down the stretch this year. And calm under pressure and can make the big shot. We saw that, and she can go inside out. She can shoot outside, and just a good all-around performance, I thought.
Yeah, I think so, and you're right. She can do both, and I think we're going to need more of Ella Eads for this Lady Dog team to have success this year. And she's the one that sparked that run, and which ended up being a 19-0 run to end the second quarter in the first half for the Lady Dogs. She had a big three in there, and then I think an and-one opportunity ended up with 16 points tonight. And Doug, she's just kind of a spark plug for the Lady Dogs.
You know, she's up her game from last year, which you expect that. You know, that she got some experience last year. This year, she's kind of the leader, kind of the go-to right now. And when those young girls pick it up to get in there, it's going to be a pretty nice little team. But now she's really stepped up her game and well-deserving of the player of the game tonight.
Absolutely.
Sure.
She does need to embrace that role, not from an arrogant standpoint, but just from a, hey, I'm the older one in the room now.
Yep.
And, you know, I've got to lead and show them how to get there and do it by example. Boys contest, as always, several different ways we could have went, but very similarly to LEs, went with senior point guard Lance Burchett. And we talked about it during the broadcast. I talked about it back during the football season, too, because it was the same thing. During Lance's junior campaign, had a couple different things that kept him from being fully healthy all the time. It was just under the weather. Well, he's not. That's gone. And the football season changed a lot because of his health and his presence. Well, guess what? I'm seeing and already feeling the same thing in basketball. And Doug brought it up earlier. He's just so much stronger and finishing better this year, and you can just see it out there. He's a senior, and he's playing like a senior.
Well, it's good to be healthy. And like I said, he played pretty much the whole year last year with something going on, and it was mostly medical stuff. It wasn't nothing physical. It's just he was sick. And now he's healthy, and it shows, and he's really putting the effort out there and leading the team right now.
Yeah, sparked that big run. Also a 9-0 run in amongst a quarter where they outscored Monterey 21-9 to go up by 14 at the break, and this cruise through there. That was all because of Lance Burchett. Knocked down the three, had the and one. And it's not just, we talked about this team as a whole, but it's not just on the offensive end. Lance Burchett's up in your grill.
Yeah.
Night in, night out, defensively, too.
Yeah, he is.
And in that little sequence, you know, he had three or four deflections in there. You know, and that's a stat a lot of people don't keep up with, but I think Andrew keeps that stat. You know, deflection's a big stat that you don't realize, and he had a bunch right there.
Certainly did. Just
finished with a team high 20 points tonight.
Does a lot of things well. Tonight's TDS top performers were Ella Eads and Lance Burchett. They were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of KK's athletes and cheerleaders. Monday night?
I think so.
Okay.
We're going to plan on it for now, see how we do.
Okay. Mondays are busy for Thomas. He's got a newspaper he puts out on Mondays. It's not a typical night for us, but we're going to try it.
We're going to try it
as of right now, as he said. Just check Facebook for posting on that. It's our plan to be in Joe Sims Gym for the matchup against Jellicoe. Girls game will tip at 5 o'clock. That means we will go on air about 4:45 for the pregame show. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show from Joe Sims Gym. So, hey. First broadcasting out of this 2024-25 basketball season, and certainly appreciate Doug and Mr. Sims for joining us, don't we, Thomas?
We do, Doug. Good to have you again, and two wins for Clay County. Can't beat that.
That's always a pleasure, and always good to be here with you guys. I say it over and over when I'm here. We appreciate everything you do to get this going, and it's just great to be able to sit here with you guys.
Well, we've got many more to come in this basketball season. We're going to try to call as many as we can, Daniel.
There you go, folks. We've had a good time tonight. We hope you have, too. For Doug Strong, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.